But he should have had a taser, not a knife.
Should have a taser.
That's the move. If you're a bodega owner listening to this for the big bodega population, listen to Skeptic Tank.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, bodega owner's about to get a Skeptic Tank bump. Bodegas all over the city are about to get frequented.
I don't know if this is good.
Guys, go into a bodega after this podcast comes out. See if anybody else is there. That's Skeptic Tank bump.
Statistically, if this guy just got stabbed, you're probably good.
Yeah. They're not going to be another stabbing. Not that soon. Here is something you can't. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank podcast. I'm Ari Shaffir. Today, it's a story of doom. It's a dark story. A story that'll change two men's lives forever. It's about a bodega. Bodega just such as this. Now, I'm not talking about the two men that were involved in a stabbing and a murder and a getting murdered. I'm talking about Ryan Long and Chris O'Connor. Their lives are about to change forever because they're about to get that Skeptic Tank bump. Come along. It's quite a story, you guys. It's quite a story indeed. It's dark and it's evil. You might know Ryan Long from The Boys Cast, which I've been on. You might know Chris O'Connor from Stuff Island, which I've also been on. But today, we're here to talk about a terrible, terrible situation that happened in New York. I'm Ari Shaffir. Some things to note. Got a new YouTube series called Two Comics, Two Cigars coming out in August, starting in August. Two comics and two cigars every episode. Click right now and subscribe. That's about it. I'm in Philadelphia and Portland in October and November. And that's about all the fuck I've got to promote. My special is going to come out in late September, early October. That's my guess. Ladies and gentlemen, come along for Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 478. Stabbing at a Bodega. Ryan Long, Chris O'Connor. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
That might be the best one. We're trying to figure out which one is the best, like, you know how, like, they say, what's the most like the non-diet? Dr. Pepper. Most like.
Oh, really? Diet Dr. Pepper?
Diet Dr. Pepper tastes.
Well, I prefer diet, period.
Diet Coke. Dr. Oh, we're started.
Diet Coke is pretty good. It's
like, I wanted to say something douchey, like, hey, Ryan Long, let me show you how to do a podcast. There's microphones. You just gotta.
Well, I didn't know the Dr. Pepper material is just getting this kicked off. I didn't know this was the big opener. this couldn't possibly be for the podcast.
You're like, no, I assumed your podcast was better than this.
Let this fucking Dr. Pepper riff fucking kick off and then we'll get started.
I don't like Dr. Pepper. I hate Dr. Pepper.
You hate it or don't like it?
I don't like it.
What about Pibb?
Dr. Pepper is by far the best.
It's not like an all-consuming hate.
Right. What about Mr. Pibb? You into that at all?
No.
Couldn't you picture him being like sort of a trucker driving the truck with a big 2L of off-brand Dr. Pepper?
Yeah. Oh, Doctor. There's another one.
Dr. Pizz.
Dr. Pizz.
Didn't want to spring for the pepper.
For 30 cents a can less, it's just the same. It's a negligible difference.
Dr. Pepper diet is one of the most things that I feel like everyone loves and places don't carry it for some reason.
Yeah, they don't.
They can't get into stores, man. Whoever the rep is pissing everyone off.
I just don't think there's there's that many people consuming Dr. Pepper.
I think you're wrong, man. It's a hot beverage. People
I don't think so. I think they just got to push it on them. Mellow Yellow, too. It's got to make a comeback.
How is the soda industry doing in general? I feel like...
Honestly, I feel like sales are good. I feel like business is good.
Probably.
If I can speak for myself, I've been consuming.
Wait, what's this bodega thing you're telling me about?
So, basically...
Bodega, if you don't know, if non-New Yorkers, is just like a 7-Eleven.
And if you're a convenience store in Canada.
It's an independent 7-Eleven.
Independent 7-Eleven. What do they have in Canada?
You just call all convenience stores 7-Elevens? Convenience store is the Canadian term. But like the...
I have a real beer too if you want it.
Nah, whatever.
Yeah, get a zero. It's just something to drink.
It's probably better. I think I'm going to start drinking non-alcoholic beer.
Dude, I was drinking non... I want to hear those bodega. It's like I was drinking non-alcoholic, getting ready for my special, just so I wouldn't look shitty, you know, and sunken eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever.
On stage?
No, just like not. But generally just drinking what? Just not drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
But then when I'm around everybody, I was like, oh shit, I'll have a fucking O'Doul's just so I can blend it. And I saw Rogan and Austin. He's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm trying not to drink. So you're just getting the carbs?
Yeah.
He's like, drink a soda, dude.
No, I feel like soda's worse, right? Sugar.
Yeah.
You're just like, listen, my thing isn't being like a UFC commentator. Like, I don't know if...
Yeah, dude, I'm not as in shape as you. Fucking chill.
Yeah, but also you're not fat.
Yeah.
And soda.
He's like, what are you doing, dude? Like, that, you know, that's going to do with your traps.
You try the Guinness non-alcoholic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's even more of that.
That's nuts. That's what I was going to say. That's the most like Mr. Pibb.
Boy, that's just hanging out with your buddies and you're like, want a beer? He's like, I'll just take this loaf of bread instead and eat it.
Yeah, it's so
that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's kind of like a milkshake. It's just
like a normal Guinness.
That's Guinness, period. That always boggles my mind, people that go to the bar and actually like get tuned up on a Guinness. Like Colm will do that. He'll just go and have like 9 Guinnesses and you're like, that's
lean
crazy.
In where you are, dude.
I like it.
It's actually that's less a one or two tops.
It's less calories than a regular beer.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it.
Does not seem like it.
That seems like regular Guinness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a thick drink.
Yeah, that's good.
When you order non-alcoholic, I feel like midway through the first one, by the time you order the second one, you're like, I can't tell the difference anymore.
No.
But that first sip of a first non-alcoholic, you're like, this is not good.
Is there anyone who quit like weed who does
fake weed? Like spice? I just roll like cloves.
Yeah,
I guess that's kind
of
close.
Guys, today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic is brought to you by Leftovers from the Barbecue. Leftovers from the Barbecue, we have some non-alcoholic drinks and a Fiji water. Leftovers from the Barbecue, feeding everybody.
It was great barbecue, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
Thanks.
Also, veteran move, saving some of those lamb chops.
For later.
Yeah. That was
solid.
He made like amazing lamb chops. Everyone ate them.
Everyone had like, you know, a few people got a lamb chop. He goes, okay, brat, these puppies up.
Yeah. And then like 2 hours later, he's like, should I throw in more lamb chops? I was like, you have more lamb chops?
It was great. Because you eat everything, you gorge, and you're like, it's better to have, and then not. And then like, okay, 3 hours later, let's put some hot dogs back on.
Oh, it was fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, I got 16. The guy was making them. I was like, can you cut those up so I can like barbecue them individually? The guy was like, yeah, I could do that. I'm like, yeah, okay, give me 8. And then I was like, fuck, I might have 10 people there. Fuck it, give me 60. But you know why I didn't make them all? Because they were so good that I was like, I'm going to make these for myself later.
Yeah, okay.
It was a selfish play.
It was a selfish play.
Connor thought you were
hosted
the most.
Yeah. But actually,
bringing it out in fucking courses.
Begrudgingly giving it over to people. He's like, smart move.
I take it back then. I thought it was just, I thought you were like, I know what a party needs.
Yeah, I should have been like that. So what about this bodega?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't hear the story? It's basically, I think it was kind of around like 100th Street or whatever, but basically bodega owner fighting with a girl over Interact machine not working. Debit machine's not working.
Okay.
And he's...
Interact machine? Is that the Canadian term?
I guess. Doesn't your card say Interact on it?
No, I think...
Tesseract? Are you thinking Tesseract from Thor?
No, it was like the food stamp card thing.
It was the EBT card, which is an even more fucking dirt argument.
Anyone who has an EBT card is an arguing type.
Of course.
They're not the type to go, I'll go to that. I'm sure there's a mechanical issue.
What are you telling me? I can't buy smokes with this?
Yeah.
Just ring up something else.
There's a guy who decided to give me 7 cents on the dollar for fucking baby formula.
Yeah, they know how to haggle.
People are selling crazy stuff around my house, man. Your area fucking is way better than mine. Like just down the street.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. I'm three blocks, four
blocks.
You've
walked by my area right now. It's fucking crazy.
It's a foreign Southeast Asian market.
It's bad, dude. And
from here?
They're doing crack in the doorway, and then lately they're more cocky too because cops just stop coming. So basically, you'll go and be like, "Hey, can I get in my house?" And they're like, "Ugh," and they're doing like crack in your doorway, and they'll take their time, you know, pick up their stuff slow. And it's very out of control around there, and they're all selling nonsense.
Like, I already got a needle in.
Just do it. Buddy, that's what it is. I reluctantly bought a pack of batteries from a guy yesterday, a couple of days ago.
To get him off the stoop?
No, the deal was too hot.
Dude, some of those deals are good. And it's like, you don't ask where they came from.
They were hot off the presses, dude. It was a $25, $30 battery pack, like a 20 pack. I can't remember exactly, but I know how much these cost generally, and they're not cheap because I buy a lot of batteries for the dildos. And then you got to fill the dildos. But the guy was selling them for $6 for, you know, $30 for the batteries. So I had no choice.
What kind of batteries? Duracell?
Double A's.
It doesn't matter. It's so good. I talked to some lady out there. I bought a little mini cornhole. And I was like, I don't know. She's like, $25. Yeah. Like, nah, maybe for the deck, though. I'm like, meh. And then I go to Southeast Asian mentality. I'm like, 10. She's like, how about please 15? And I was like, I don't know, 10 seems right. And she goes, I don't even want to be doing this. I have to pay my phone bill. My kids can't eat. I'm like, all right, 15.
These guys go back to their mansions, man. They're fucking making bank. All profit, too, because everything's stolen or from the garbage
people
dump.
Like, well, I heard those things might be stolen. I'm like, I hope they're stolen. Otherwise, terrible profit margins.
So these guys, you do them a favor by not buying them. You go, hey, you got a little bit less crack today. So you do them actually a favor. You know, you want them to make like the $30 to buy their food and crack. You don't want them to have a $60 day.
They won't be there tomorrow.
It's gonna be a loud night for me, I'll tell you that much.
You gotta work for this, dude. Otherwise, you won't appreciate the crack.
those guys make a $60-$70 night. They're gonna be blasting music at 2 a.m.
How much crack do you get for $70?
Yeah, what's the crack prices now?
It's a Hunter Biden question.
It is a Hunter Biden question. I wanna
what
know.
The fuck is going on with that? Did they the party really animal. Hack his
Oh,
computer?
Yeah, what's the Hunter Biden thing?
Yeah, I feel like the bodega thing we do 2 minutes every 10 minutes. You know what I mean? It's sort of like that's the teasers. What happened with this bodega
dude,
guy?
Every 6 months, this guy releases new content.
He's a party animal.
Is he holding guns to people's heads?
He's giving high dollar for the prosties, too. $1,000 prosties, stuff like that. He had him on retainer.
Oh, what?
Seemed like it. I don't know.
Like a lawyer. Dude, that's nuts.
Party. He's a bit of a party boy.
$1,000, that's not too much for a hooker. I guess if you're paying, that's a monthly.
You've ever done one of those?
$1,000?
You've done like a Vegas thousand kind of thing?
O'Connor, let's pause for a second and decide whether or not you want to be honest.
No, I've never spent $1,000, but I've gotten close.
Whoa.
What's the most you spent on a hooker?
I guess you're paying extra for the dick, right? What? It's coming to premium.
Yeah, I mean, that surgery costs a lot of money.
Look at this price range. 25. A gram of cocaine on the street sells anywhere from $25 to $200.
Really? It's that? Is that how pure the price coke elasticity?
No, I'm looking for crack, though. I want crack.
Where's Spring Hill Recovery Center?
I don't know.
These guys have no problem doing it out in the open.
It's great. When you see a needle in somebody's arm just hanging.
I've never seen a needle.
You're casual. I have. Back near Jay's old place, which isn't that far from here.
Yeah.
It's block by block.
East Village turned into a shit show.
On 14th Street itself, it really is the open air market.
Uh-huh.
It's seems dingy. Daytime it seems okay. Nighttime is like, don't walk on this.
It switched before to them kind of being like, hey, I gotta get by, and you're blocking literally every area of the street, and then being like, oh, sorry about that, and to them being like, yeah, walk around, buddy. Like, they're empowered now. Yeah.
You know what's great? I've never even been
this
offered
is their space
heroin.
Now
you've never been offered heroin. Nobody's gonna offer you heroin. It's not a party drug.
But like,
no, the only time I've even had, like, I've never had it personally, but the only time I've ever seen like bodies of mine do crack is that they needed drugs and crack was the only thing available.
So this is what Diaz said.
And they're like, it'll do.
Diaz said, I asked him if he ever done crack, and he goes, yeah, 6 months once I did crack. And I was like, What? Why? He goes, because the coke dealer wasn't right on my way home, and the crack dealer was. And it was just
what
convenience.
The fuck?
That's how you end up a Dr. Piz guy, same thing. You stop carrying.
There's no pepper in stock.
That's crazy.
That is fucking nuts. It feels like such a big leap to take, the crack or the
That's so funny.
It does,
like,
but also not.
I love the idea of like banging a chick and you can't get it up. You're like, sorry, I just did a little too much crack today. you got crack dick.
Yeah.
Do you get crack dick? Is that a thing?
I can't imagine. Coke dick. Oh, Hunter yeah. Biden didn't seem like he was. I think he was like, he was the rocks were crack.
Is he mixing blue chews in there? What's he fucking doing?
Yeah, yeah, you know? Cutting them up and mixing into the crack.
That's
yeah.
the move for
is crack
sure.
just black coke?
I don't,
or is there something else to
you
it?
You sort of more of a drug guy. I feel like you should know
I know,
that.
But that's not my drug. I mean, I start, yeah, that's not my drug.
I'm not specifically into all comedy.
In the comments, if you've done crack, how much does a regular crack night cost?
Yeah.
Not for a crazy high tolerance person, but just like
this
a
this would
regular,
be my guess.
Yeah.
You do like $5
yeah.
is gets you enough that you're good for like half an hour.
A hit. To get right.
Is it
or
a
maybe
real
a couple.
Short-term
like
thing?
I think the hits are like maybe 15
coke
minutes
is
kind
quick,
of thing.
Right? That's why you keep going back.
I don't think it is that quick. You just keep re-upping anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think crack's really like up and down, whereas coke, if you actually do coke, you probably are high for a bit, but not enough. I think you just want to keep getting higher and higher.
Yeah, because
it's
kind of
like booze where you're like,
higher.
That's what that song's about. Coke. And the crack deal on the way home.
The Third Eye Blind song's definitely about doing crack.
Which one is it? Wish you could step back from the ledge, my
friend. No. Well, they're all, I guess, probably somewhat related to the crack situation. But I think the
that's crack.
I dated a girl in college.
One of them
once.
Is. I think it's that one though.
And what? She cheated on me with that
crack?
Guy. No, with that guy.
Which guy?
The guy from Third Eye Blind.
Really? He was in my studio the other day.
Yeah.
She would like circle.
Yeah, she would like go on the road with him for a couple days.
He's my studio the other day, and well, really? I lured him there so I could bang his girlfriend because I fucking
yes,
got your back,
dude.
Bro.
Yes, let him know. Tweet
I said, no one does that to O'Connor, man. He payback's a bitch. I left that under his toilet seat so when it goes up, I wrote that on the toilet seat.
Does
O'Connor
he have
was
a girl?
Here. I have no idea.
So
I didn't interview him. He was doing something with Corinne.
I'm sure your girlfriend's like, no, they're just cool. I'm just going to hang out. You're like, okay.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Yeah,
no,
I
like them too.
I did.
What
I
a
did.
Fucking idiot. And you don't even consider that she's getting fucking torn apart.
You know what? It was one of those things where we were dating, but I didn't really care that much about her. You know what I mean?
You were looking for an out?
So no, I didn't even break up with her.
You were like hurt by it slightly?
No.
Not even?
I was just like,
that's
she was like, I didn't fuck him. I was like, okay.
What did you do with him?
Dude,
I just blew him for 10 hours.
Like in his hotel? Yeah.
I'm not some animal.
Like, definitely fucked him. But I was just
you
like,
walking home in the rain, listening to Wish You Step Off That Ledge, my friend?
Yeah, well, it's like
you
one of those things.
You put on sad playlist, you go, not the time.
You're not going to tell me to step back, Third Eye.
Maybe, yeah, you step back.
You
I don't know. Do you ever have a relationship like that?
Yeah, that you just don't give a shit?
Yeah, and you're like,
no,
I'm not going to marry this
much.
Person.
I care too much every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to a show once at the Smell, I think, at the gig in L.A., and these guys, it's like Brazilians, it was like a six-piece band, and they asked, like, you guys want to hang out? My girlfriend at the time was like, nah, I just want to go home and paint. And then I, like, was like, okay, let's go home. I was like, we could hang out with them. She goes, nah. And then I went home, then went to the, dropped her off, went to the Comedy Store, and Andrew Dice Clay was there. I saw him. He was like, she's fucking them right now. And I was like, no, we went home. He goes, sure, dude. And I'm like, what? So then I drove to her place. Her car was gone. And then I was like trying to remember the hotel they were staying at. It was one of three, so I drove all the way down Sunset. I just wanted to know if it was true. And then I drove all the way back. I'm like, I think it's this one. Wasn't. And then I drove up and down through this parking lot until I'm like, I saw her car there. And then I tried to catch her later. I was like, hey, what did you end up doing last night? And she was like, oh, I just hung out. I was like, oh, you stayed home? She's like, no. Oh, actually, I did end up. I think she realized she was caught. She goes, I ended up actually meeting all those guys, and I painted all I wanted, and then I was like met up with them. We just hung out for like 20 minutes, but I was like, all right.
Yeah, he just popped in for 20 minutes.
Gang
that's
bang,
worse.
Dude. Gang fucking bang. Oh, yeah. Let me just blow all of you. I guess I got two hands.
I popped in for, I think it was 17 minutes. I was in and out. Don't worry.
Did you just see the car in the
rather
did you sit and wait? Did you clock it?
I believe I waited for a while, and then
pistol in
it
hand.
It was just like, it was such a good feeling of being right. Also.
Yes, dude, I've been locked in like it's going on for like 2 months now.
Yeah.
There's this like girl on Snapchat that's clearly a dude trying to get me to like
catfish
you. Yeah, and I keep like she keeps talking to me or he keeps talking to me. I'm like, you're a British man. Like the way he's in, and like it's gone on for months, and it's like, just admit that you're a British guy. And
here's another dick pic. Yeah, bet you don't like this.
Yeah. And they won't admit it, but they keep talking to me. Yeah. And eventually I got to a place where I started asking them for money.
Okay.
Where I was like, yeah, I'll send you pics, but you got to like pay me.
That's a racket.
It's been fun. Yeah. And I keep doing all like the hooker kind of.
Did you get any money?
I'm like, baby, you got to send the money first. What?
Did you get money?
No. No, it's still, we'll see. I'm going to break
it. Get it, get it.
Because I just
put that
be
money
right
on your wall. Yeah,
two people hustling each other.
Catfish to catfish.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, if you just admitted what you were doing, I would, like, I'd be interested.
I'll send you some fucking dick pics, dude. I got a dick. I don't care who's into it.
Yeah. I'll send you pics.
I might, I'm not going to say I'm not going to fuck you, but it's not on my plan right now.
I'll fly to London.
Yeah.
That's always the funniest when you're just messing with people, because that used to be when we were, like, in high school or even maybe... Probably not too much after that, but like that was the big move, making up girl profiles to like fuck with your buddies or fuck with people, like, you know what I mean? And then eventually someone sent you a dick pic and it's like you and your boy at the computer like, yeah, this is good, like not fun anymore.
We're all feeling dirty now.
Dude,
I love all those scammers found out all you got to do is have a hot girl avatar and just go, hey. That's all they do now, because that's completely mimics the real.
We have one of our buddies that we still have he doesn't know who our other friend's phone number is. And probably every 6 months, anytime we're together, we go, let's hit him up again. And then we message him being like, hey, haven't seen you again. And we got him convinced that they banged one time. So he always does try to keep the contact. He's like, going to be in Toronto today. Like, you thinking about coming through? And he's like, maybe I can make it. And he's like, dude, you're always so hot. And like, we have this guy kicking for 6 years or something.
Wow.
Wow. It's the longest troll in history.
Well, dude, if you take it to that next level where it, like, if that guy's making a living just on Snapchat and he's got just a bank of just hot
or it's
videos,
like 80 guys working in a fucking sweatshop
farm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's incredible.
It is incredible.
I want to know how that gets done. And is it lucrative?
And can we get into that?
Yes.
We're creatives. Why are we getting into like, oh, let's do ads for people. Let's do funny this. Let's do sketches.
When
like,
I took that creative writing degree, I didn't expect this is where I'd end up.
I knew a comic, a big, fat Latino comic, Marilyn Martinez. She would do a sex hotline. But she was disgusting.
Come on.
Yeah, but she was like, and she would do it for us. She was like, oh, baby, you're so hot. I love. And she would do this like cutesy voice. We're like, I mean, she was like 450 pounds.
Was it hot when she was talking?
No, but you could close your eyes and you could get into it.
Yeah.
No, the picture they show you on the commercials wasn't that.
Yeah. They show Christina Hutchinson and then they're giving Marilyn Martinez out.
Calls probably aren't coming in that hot to those businesses these days, eh?
That's probably not doing well in the pandemic. Yeah. What, with the advent of picture messages. You
true.
Know, with video.
The washed up like phone sex operator.
1-900 chats are gone.
That's a good movie premise. The washed up phone sex operator.
Wasn't there a real movie about the last talk, the like a silent action star, silent film star?
Why couldn't he just cross over though?
Yeah,
he's had too weird of a voice.
Yeah, it's like, oh, your voice sucks.
Rock on! You're putting the pig, you're putting the sound on, you say?
Uh-oh.
I love it. I'll be down two is it, one double threat.
Yeah, his agent's like, we're good news, we're doing this, we're doing the sound. He's like, oh, that'll be good. He goes, you know, we'll call you, we'll be in touch with you. Yeah. We went in a different direction.
No, there's gotta be some phone sex people out there that are true superstars.
Superstars in the field.
Killing it.
Is there any movies where they like took one guy and then put a different voice on him? Like they, you know, because most movies, especially action movies, they overdub everything after anyway,
they
right?
That
isn't that Singing in the Rain?
Oh, I don't know.
Is there anyone where you go, that whole movie, that wasn't that guy's voice? He's
they
actually got like
with,
a Jamaican
they
accent.
Did that with Conan the Barbarian and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
They dubbed over his voice?
Yeah.
Why?
When it first came, because they were like, no one's going to fucking want to listen.
No one understands
trash.
The fuck he's saying.
Yeah. And I think they went back and re-released it with just his regular voice.
Because they're like,
after,
oh, they know
after
his voice
he became
now.
Like a superstar.
Wow, interesting.
But I think the original, he was Conan the Barbarian.
The voice adds to it. Did they get another guy with a stupid accent?
I don't know.
That'd be great. Just have an impressionist doing his voice. That's remember they did Affleck when they threw out Gilbert Gottfried? And I got a call. My own call. And and then they just got somebody else to do the impression of the Affleck duck.
That's
really?
But they did an impression of him. They did,
yeah.
Which is a million people do a Gilbert Godfrey.
Do they still have to? Yes.
No, they're like, it's not you anymore.
Is it Dr. Piz Affleck? Do they still have to pay him the rights?
Can't believe it's not Gilbert.
No, it's the Affleck duck. He was just doing the voice. They hit them. They were like, we can just do it. I think Wanda Sykes.
But that's like, he's got like the rights to that voice, no?
No, not once you sign your voice away for and then they call him, they're like, also you can't do it anymore either.
You just gotta talk to
this
him
is property
now.
Of fucking whatever it was, Affleck.
No, but it's like, can you do a Schwarzenegger impression
Yeah.
I've seen him on stage. I mean, you shouldn't.
No, but if you did like a whole movie, just serious, not like.
The only impressions is where they're good when you sort of, there's a million impressions like that where you just need to give a bit of a disclaimer. Like, I know people, you know, but yeah. This one will be better.
I like, that's why I was like Maria Bamford.
What about her?
Because she does impressions, but they're not like of celebrities. She like people's a scene with them. I would fucking love that.
What does she say?
She just does voices, but it's like it colors bits.
Yeah, but that's her normal voice is so weird.
Oh, so she's just like, I was, you know, walking and I was talking to this bank teller, and the bank teller was like, oh,
no. Her normal voice is like, guys, I don't know. So I had to tell this bank teller. The bank teller was like, hi, how you doing?
Oh,
okay. What can I do for you today?
And she'll
and
just.
Then I was like, I don't. Really
seems
know.
Like she's the impression.
Yeah. She's just got a weird voice. It's like, but it's so weird when she does an impression of a normal person.
Well, it's all especially when it's a normal girl. I'll be like, why don't you just talk like that?
Yeah, why don't you just do that all the time? And
you
fit
can
in?
Clearly do
can
that.
Can you just fit in? Do a little
you
more
do a
work.
Perfect normal person.
Yeah, it's like people lose their Boston accents. Can you just lose that dumb accent? Wait, I got two things I got to say. First of all, we got to get back to this bodega story.
Well, the bodega story is fucking chomping at the bit, man.
There's a massive bet.
He's stressed out. He's on the edge of his seat right now.
This is going to seem like intentional. We're never going to get to the bodega story.
It's literally just a news headline.
We got as far as what the fucking ATM machines are called in Canada.
I'm living it, though. That's a thing. I'm actually living that life. The bodega guy below me basically got in a big fight with a guy, and the guy jumped over the counter, started trying to fight him.
Okay, hold on. Black or Italian? What do you think?
No, black.
Black.
My guy?
Yeah.
The guy that jumped over the counter. Jumped over is black.
Black. I think if it was being another city, it'd be an Italian, but Italians here know how to behave themselves.
You just thought you heard criminal, and that's where your mind
went. I'll come back there.
I said, well, it couldn't be black, obviously, and then I was actually surprised when I saw him.
Yeah, if it happened at like a fish market, or a donut shop or something like that, I'd go Italian for sure.
Pizza place.
Yeah.
You want me to come back there?
Yeah. You call this espresso?
Bodega crime generally, whatever the race is, it's like, urban, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if it's a white guy, that guy's got some,
my
you know,
never
old
been
school.
Still blaming it on black people.
He's got a do-rag on.
Yeah, he's got a sag. He's living, he's like, who was that great point guard who went to school with like Randy Moss?
I don't know.
Williams? He always did Jason Williams.
Jason Williams.
Yeah. That guy like that.
Yeah.
That guy like that. Who was just street, Eminem.
Yeah, that guy was the man.
Yeah, white basketball players love having black girlfriends. That's a hot move.
That's a hot move. Because really
they want to show bigger. That they're about the culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just one of the guys. A couple guys with black girlfriends.
Hey, guys, I just came from my black girlfriend's house.
And
then
they
had really
the
practice.
And the black guys are kind of like, yeah, we're not doing that old black girlfriend thing anymore.
Why do you think she was available?
We have white Instagram ho girlfriends.
Yeah. Go to Kardashian's.
Why do you
dude?
Think she was available? Yeah, you think you're the first basketball player she hit up?
We all said no. Hey, Kevin, was that girl who hit you up? Like, oh, yeah, I didn't call her back.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, I didn't fuck her either, actually.
That sucks. To be in the NBA and still getting trickle-down pussy.
You got it. You're a 11th to 12th man. You still get good
points. Honestly, those guys probably do better sometimes because they have less pressure on them. They probably have a little more free time. You know what I mean?
Dude, I got laid more as a feature than as a headliner. Just because people are like, you can go up to like,
of course,
like, I can go up to a feature.
And you sort of have time to prepare. The headliner has to do all sorts of stuff. Like, whereas if you're, you know, LeBron, it's like, you probably have a busy ass schedule. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas guy number 15 is at the hotel crushing.
Right. If you're the 11th man, like the sixth man off the bench, you don't get it every day. As soon as the game's ending, they're like, well, I'm already showered, so I can just. I'll walk to my car in the parking lot.
Get to the club early.
You
know,
and people are like, oh, weren't you in? Like, oh, yeah, don't worry. LeBron's doing press conferences and fucking workouts.
Yeah, I guess the flip side of that is if you're the 11th man, if you're the star, you can probably be in the club a little easier. If you're like 11th man and they catch you in the club every night, any more than the average, it's probably like, buddy, you're barely here. You
Come
can't
on,
be.
Show that you're trying. Show that you're participating.
Yeah, you get to the private booth early. You know, you got to sit there and wait for the rest of the
like,
team to show up.
I get your booth at like 10 o'clock latest. If you stay for dinner, I'll let you stay for the booth after.
Right, right.
That's a move me and my friends
order
to do in
two
Vegas.
Bottles. Yeah.
But before it became a nightclub, you could go get dinner there and just chill.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Those are the best, yeah. though. The you know, the like family restaurant that turns into a nightclub, and then there's the changeover period.
Oh, yeah. They bring the cages down from the ceiling, and you're like, what's going on?
There's still some kids eating their tenders.
Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Guys, let's say you're drinking on a weekday. Let's say it's Tuesday and you look in your fucking medicine cabinet. You know what medicine is. It's booze. And you go, well, there's only one glass of scotch left. May as well polish it off. And then you realize, ah, it's actually three glasses. And you tell your roommate, hey, Tony. And he goes, what? And you go, nothing. Because you realize you just want to drink them yourself. And maybe you do that again and again. Maybe three or four times during the week. You find these almost empty bottles of scotch, whiskey, rum, rye. And you tell yourself, well, I don't have a problem. I just like drinking by myself on a weekday. No, you do have a problem. You've got a mental disorder. You're an alcoholic. Or maybe you've got depression. Or maybe you're seeing things. Who knows? But the bottom line is, you're fucked up in the head, mentally. Yeah, you've got real problems. Maybe you've got a small case of euthanasia. That's right. Maybe you've got euthanasia. Now, I don't know what euthanasia means, but I do know that it has nothing to do with your mental state. But maybe you've got hypochondria, which is related to the euthanasia. BetterHelp.com can help you. They pair you up with a qualified therapist. It ain't fucking a crisis hotline, and it's not a sports betting hotline. I've gotten message after message. If I go to BetterHelp.com, can I get 7 points on the Knicks? No, it's not the place for it. It's just not the place for it. It's a place to get better. It's a place to get back on the fucking, you know, the smart fucking road. Back to success. Mentally. Do you want to get better or you want to stay in your fucking state? And I get it. Maybe you're like, oh, maybe I'll get regular therapy. Oh, yeah. And get in your car and drive right next to cliffs that you think about every day. Like, oh, I just could go off this cliff. That's my fucking trigger moment. I hate cliffs because I want to go off one. Don't even deal with that. Stay home. Have your pants off the way I do right now. Dicks out. BetterHelp.com supports that. They say, hey, better dick out on your own fucking deck than out there in the streets where you get arrested for it because you got mental problems. They'll put you in the crazy house. BetterHelp.com. Stay out of the crazy house. And use promo code Ari. It's BetterHelp.com/Ari. Right now, you get 10% off your first month. That's right. 10% off your first month. That's 3 days. 3 days of the month for free. It's BetterHelp.com/Ari. Ooh, that's a good deal. All right, let's get back to the episode, everybody. Don't forget, BetterHelp.com/Ari. Hi, everybody. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank Podcast is brought to you by Drugas. With Drugas, you can escape reality. And there's not many legal instances of Drugas I can tell you about. I probably could tell you about any of them. But the only one that can fully sponsor this podcast is a legal one, and that is 3chi.com. CHI.com. They are fine purveyors of Delta-8 THC products. I like their gummies. They also have smokables. They also have oils and tinctures. But I like their gummies. 3CHI.com. If you use promo code Ari at checkout, it's 3chi.com/Ari, or I think it might be just... use promo code Ari at checkout. Get 5% off your order. Guys, they support this podcast more than anyone ever has. Every single week, there are sponsors. I have used their products. They send me too much. I've given them out to the wait staff, the seller, and at the stand. And they all loved them. The reports are in. Ari Shaffir is back at everyone's good graces because he handed out fucking nice 3Chi. They had some M&Ms. A whole fucking thing of M&Ms. Ari Shaffir handed that out. They had a Blue Dream fucking vape pen. Ari Shaffir handed that out. From 3chi.com. Use promo code Ari at checkout. Get 5% off your order. 3chi.com. Getting you fucked up since 1941. I got to talk about this. Let's get back to the bodega thing in a second. But
the bodega thing. We'll get back to you. O'Connor, don't worry.
Your thoughts on this. Chris O'Connor. Well, how fast do you think a human can run? We have a bet going. How fast do you think a human can run? Not over a long period of time. Top speed for 1 millisecond.
I mean, I don't think that's like a conjecture. Like that information's out there, right?
Yeah. But what would you think?
I think what's the record? Like, around 9 for 100 meters.
Yeah, but that's getting off the blocks. So that time takes away your speed, right? So what's your top speed?
That's a good question. You're right. I'm going to fucking flub this, but my guess is 25 miles an hour.
Interesting.
Pretty good guess.
Pretty good guess. That's high.
Yeah.
I think it is high, though.
Would you bet this with me? It's 28. Usain Bolt got up to 28 as the highest. What do you think you could get to?
He's 28?
Usain Bolt.
I'm like 27.5 easy. It depends on the shoes, obviously.
Well, we got a bet for you.
He said he
gets. How much do you like shitting in public?
He said he gets to 20 miles an hour, and I said you cannot. And he said if he gets.
Who said that?
This idiot.
I did, yeah.
And I said he said if he gets to 22 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Then
you have to shit in public.
I have to shit in public and $50.
There's a lot of places here where that'll go unnoticed. So that's a pretty good.
That's one of the things we decided.
You like, blend
the public
in.
Here is like people just ugh and walk
I've been
by.
Scoping spots in the neighborhood for sure.
Oh, you get to pick the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not like behind a.
How are you gonna measure this? You can have a radar machine?
I mean, a regular shit.
No. Right.
You know, just whatever. Until he starts shitting. You know?
It's only one log. That doesn't count.
Yeah. Squirter, whatever. As long as stuff comes out. Whatever.
Diarrhea. That wasn't the bet.
Yeah. <you're> gonna,
that's not the bet.
I'm stressed out about how to measure this shit.
He said that we're going to measure it with a car going even with him. But
you
can't get it even with him.
No way.
No, accelerate with me.
But how do I know how fast
that's the dumbest thing
thing
I've ever heard. I mean, a bike would be a little better. But again, like the bike's going to go. If he's if it says 19.
I'll buy one of those apps and return.
If your bike says 19, he could easily argue like, yeah, it caught up for a second when I was going 20.
There's a ski app that tells you top speed. For skiing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a top speed. How long was this run?
See, that's what I need. I need something that's using GPS. It's not quite accurate.
Sure. He has to August
spot
to train.
Me a mile an hour or two.
He said, "Let me train till mid."
He's not training.
Yeah.
No, I got personal training.
If he gets under 20 miles an hour, he takes a dump. Yeah. 20 to 22 is just a $50 bet.
Well, what's your average? I actually don't know if that's that crazy to run 20.
After looking at it, he made the bet on regular Heinekens, and we were looking. I was looking up as I was making the bet, and I was like, "Oh no, you can't!" Like the top high school athletes go like 17 miles an hour.
Oh, then you're screwed.
Yeah. It's
I can train though.
And by the way, I don't think you could beat your own high school time. Probably
no.
And that's when I ran 20 miles an hour.
Okay, so you're
no, you did not.
Did. Were you a big track star?
I ran next to a car. No. I don't know if I'd actually went 20 miles an hour.
You
but
did
I,
not.
I ran next to a car, then the speedometer said 20.
Dude, he gets so angry when he's like, when me and Pope were there.
Well, that's why he wants to go back to the car thing. That's his wheelhouse with the one time.
And he's like, dude, the record holder for high school is like 21.5. He goes, do you even know the difference between 21 and 20? Over at the speed?
Get out of here.
Do you even understand the difference? And I was like, dude, that is a major difference. He goes, thank you.
I was hammered. Also, I have like a thing where like when I, like whatever mood I'm in right before I start blacking out, I get, the die is cast. I get stuck in that mode.
Well, there is nothing funnier than being the guy that gets drunk and argues you can run fast.
I know. This is not
such a great thing to
argue.
This is
not the comedian I wanted to be. No. I wanted to be one of those like modern day philosopher guys.
Oh, yeah. He wants to be Bill Hicks and instead he's just fucking a dorky McDorkson.
Not the guy who blacks out and thinks he's a cheetah.
He was like, I run a lot. And I'm like, what? He goes, I run home all the time. Like, you run home from the bar? He goes, yeah, all the time.
I know.
Like, what? Why do you run home? He's like, dude, you don't run home? I'm like, no, I don't run home.
Why
I walk.
Not?
Meanwhile, he left the bar
with
without saying goodbye that night and did not run home. We saw him walk out.
Yeah, well, I need to get pizza.
You don't
running
run
fuel, man. Carbs. You
I
just,
got,
you
I
need
got
carbs.
One of the best autopilots in the game, I think.
What is autopilot?
Like when I black out,
your
I just,
body keeps
I,
going.
I just go home. I don't like, I don't hang around.
We were laughing about it. We're like, I think he's going. Yep, he's not turning around. He's gone. He's gone.
He just disappeared.
Yeah, it saved me a lot of time.
He didn't want you. He knew you guys were watching. As soon as he turned that corner, took off like the Flash, dude.
No, I just
just doing the hands down on the way down.
Or be better if you saw him. If you all thought he was leaving, you're watching, then you saw him run back and boom.
No, because I knew. However mad they would be at me for just leaving without saying goodbye, they'd be more mad if I stayed
and ruined everything.
We weren't mad at all. I was like, good. It's time for me to go home anyway.
Yeah.
Tommy was like, I was going to walk home with you.
That's so even funnier that he thought that you thought you might be a little bit mad that he left.
Yeah, we asked for our check.
He was like, obviously you guys are.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, Tommy, walk home by yourself, I guess. We live together, but you can just do it. I got to take a dump somewhere.
He's 1 minute behind me.
Hey, you guys were 8 out of 10 that I left.
I was probably getting pizza. I sat and ate pizza for a little bit.
So this lady's getting something out of an activity machine. Activitron.
And then she's arguing with the guy. Because why? Her thing wouldn't work for whatever, right? Okay. And then she's saying, like, you're sabotaging me probably is the idea.
That's good crack.
Exactly. So she runs home, gets her boyfriend, who's like, you know, big black dude, like kind of been, you know, just fresh out kind of thing. Like, he's been in and out of jail.
I wonder what she said to him to get him to come down.
I mean, you know, the bodega owners get yelling too. Let's not throw all the shade.
The boyfriend saw none of that. So she must have been like, this bodega owner, call me a bitch.
Probably,
something like that. Like, let me leave out half the story. That's the way girls are good at that.
The whole thing is the girl's at fault, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, she's the one who should go to prison for life.
That or it's just a group of people who have no idea how anything works.
Yeah, you guys just need to communicate better.
It's like, well, it's like, I'm the bodega guy. I don't run the EBT shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's a whole separate.
But he probably didn't say, he goes, he probably started getting in her face.
You come every time you say this, like, that was a different black person. He goes, I can't tell you apart. You know I can't tell you apart. You say this, it's true.
Yeah, and then he's probably like, and it also is, there's like a who's more racist of those two, because the girl's probably like, you're racist. And the guy's like, you're racist. Because I bet you it's not uncommon for like, you know, black girl to say like Indian bodega guy, like, yo, you can't speak English or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think they had like a Twitter battle about
who's more racist? Yeah.
I'm willing to bet it didn't even come up. I think it was just pure hate on both sides.
I think you're wrong. I think that came up.
They were like, my dad was like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but you're not understanding is the position I'm in right now. I get it.
I've been you, dude. I empathize.
Yeah. You have privilege.
Yeah. Yeah. I have been a bodega owner. And he goes, and I have been a homeless black woman. And then they start hugging. That's a plot of Everything Everywhere All at Once.
So it generally shakes down, but yeah. this one off-peak scenario.
So she went and got her boyfriend.
Boyfriends, you know, again. Loose you know term, what I mean? Fifth time term. This week. This is why I got out of jail for this, right? Beating up the last guy you got to fucking beat with. Been the last guy that looked at you funny turned out to be your cousin.
So he goes down there.
Yeah. So he goes down there, starts, you know, picks up where she left off, starts yelling and screaming at him, then picks the. I'm a little murky on these details, but there's a video of it. And then basically.
There's video of it?
Yeah.
Online?
Yeah. It's like a big news story in New York. Yeah.
What? Have you heard of it?
I saw it. It was very controversial.
Okay. Should I look YouTube?
Yeah.
Bodega owner and angry black crackhead?
I'd say owner. He's at Rikers now. So if you go bodega owner Rikers.
He's at Rikers?
Bodega owner Rikers.
Right, it came up.
YouTube. Many
come to defense of bodega owner. Okay, bodega worker accused and deadly. Oh,
he came out from behind the counter. That's
so
tough.
No. Well, I think something like that happened. Then the guy had him up against the wall. He was beating him up, this and that. And then at some point.
Look at the thumbnail on that.
He pulls a knife.
Oh.
Yeah. Dude, there's some wild stuff. We just saw there's a video on the internet right now.
I want to hear about it before.
Twitter has wild videos on it.
Oh, Twitter is like the last frontier.
It's
I was
crazy.
Hoping Elon Musk bought it, and not for any sort of, just so he's like, everybody's back on, do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, there's places for that.
He's just stopping at doxing, but besides that.
He's just getting demoed by Trump right now.
Dude, all Tommy does is watch those horrible videos, people getting their hands cut off and shit.
Really?
Yeah. Oof. I think everyone should watch some of them.
Remember Pearl, whatever his name is?
If you like it.
No, not if you like it. Just know that it's out there.
You know? Remember that guy who got beheaded? The journalist in Afghanistan
early on.
Daniel Pearl.
Yeah, Daniel Pearl.
And it wasn't, I always thought it'd be a chop head roll.
No.
He was like, ow! Fuck!
Oh, no.
He's like, ow! Ah, and they keep doing stuff. It's like, ah.
They didn't have a good chopper first day.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it wasn't like a guillotine. It was just these guys.
I thought this would be easy.
No, ISIS has a sharp knife. They go from the front.
Dude, that's embarrassing to like screw up your chop on the beheading video.
You're like, ah,
everyone's
hands.
Making fun of him after. Look at no chopper. Hands over here.
No, they're probably like, that's good work. How'd you dull the knife like that?
How'd you dull it? Make it hurt worse.
It's probably like a special technique where it's like, it cuts through, but it takes a couple chops.
So bodega owner pulled the knife, stabbed a bunch of times.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Now he's in jail for murder, too, at Rikers.
The boyfriend? Murdered the boyfriend.
He murdered the boyfriend.
Yeah, the boyfriend was like, I was home. Does the girlfriend even feel guilty for getting the boyfriend involved?
I don't think so.
This is her plan all along.
That wasn't even my baby daddy.
Yeah, I don't think she... She was like, fucking bitch. Got stabbed by the fucking bodega.
Yeah, I need a real man that can actually defend me.
Kind of thing.
Need
a guy who can kill a bodega.
What neighborhood was this?
Like, I think it was around 100.
Oh, that was always the rule. I think it's changed now. Maybe it's changed back. Double digits, you're okay. Triple digits.
Streets, yeah.
You're like, don't. Barnard or Columbia. I think pandemic like
sort of shifted those rules a little.
Yeah.
Down below into
you don't want to be above 10.
You don't want to be above 10.
10 to 150, I think you got problems. But then, in New York, they have like no self-defense laws, right?
Yeah.
Or they're very, you can't just like, if a guy's-
touch anybody, it's everywhere. If they're not stealing over a certain amount, you're not allowed to grab somebody and hold them. I saw it in Denver, somebody was stealing a Razor scooter. The guy's like, hey, that's not yours. He just kept walking and they grabbed at it. And the guy just pulled the Razor scooter back. Like, sir, stop. They just kept trying to grab the Razor scooter. Just kept going like that and walking and like tackle the dude. And they're like, we're not allowed.
That's what happened with my bodega guy. He kind of like grabbed this guy and sort of held him and called the cops. And the cops came and they're like, oh, you
assaulted him.
Yeah, you fought back. So we can only do something if you don't fight back. And it's like, okay, if I didn't fight back, it's like he's gone. And I'd be maybe fucking beat up right now. So
yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's it's a big crazy.
What about citizens arrest?
Yeah, what?
I think they're illegal.
Is that even a real thing?
I don't know if citizens arrest are real.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have this computer because it makes me want to look stuff up.
That's
I'd rather just
so
talk about
funny.
It stupidly.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I mean, like a citizen, like a racist citizens arrester.
If a cop
like
goes a through cop. A red light, can you pull them over?
You should be able to pull them over. Just lean your head out there like, whoop, whoop, whoop.
Dude, I was thinking about that today. I was fucking traffic getting here was insane. I feel like if you get in an accident in rush hour, the fine should be like financial death penalty. Just whatever, just the biggest fucking fine. Like 10 times whatever it is getting caught smoking on a plane.
The Gestapo over here.
Dude, to get in a fucking accident in rush hour in New York.
And then
crippling.
When they don't pull over, where they're so worried about whatever, it's like, get the fuck. But sometimes it's not even a place to pull over.
But isn't there a sign? Like on the BQE, there's signs like, do not pull over. You get in an accident.
Keep
fucking
going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Pull over the next
Your
exit.
Life doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Well, that's what they always do when somebody gets caught in a train. They have to weigh out the how much a life is worth versus like these trains running again.
Oh, dude. I mean.
Like a lot of people going to work. You can't shut down the L. For 5 minutes, okay, get them off. If they're not getting off.
Also, if they get hit in a tunnel.
Yeah.
There's no, we don't need to investigate.
That's a mess.
Dude.
I mean, literally.
You're right.
There's nobody who dies in a tunnel unless
that's
it's a
be
worker.
Missed.
Yeah. They don't need to.
He was already gone.
What happened?
They need to get rid of that rule where you need to go wait for the cop to get there. Yeah. That's nuts.
Dude, it's like
I hit somebody drunk driving and I was drunk driving and they're like, should we call the cops? I'm like, no, I was at fault. We could take my insurance.
Pay you.
Or just take my insurance. I'll pay you. But I'm like trying to not slur.
There's no point in telling the cops. Like I'm at fault.
Well, I got fucking alcohol breath. I'm definitely drunk. I'm like, please.
How much
don't
did you pay them?
I think I was just like, I'll take responsibility. I think I just I still Jewed it.
I paid out. Yeah, you're like
I was still like, let's just let the insurance pay for it.
Well, you owe me $500, $400. What am I?
I did not pay up a crooked tie cop once. I went the wrong way for like literally like 10 feet. I was like, oh, this is the wrong way. I turned around. He's like, nope. And he goes, you can pay 500 baht now, which is like $8, or go deal with it there. I'm like, nah, you're shaking me now. Fuck that.
Oh, you didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Should have.
What are
Should've
you thinking?
Went down there, took me all day, and they were like, your fine is 400 baht. And I'm like, I saved fucking
a dollar.
$3.
Yeah. That's crappy.
Yeah, I should have just paid. I
paid out a bunch
get
of times.
Down.
Just get shook down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost want to be like, with any time you get pulled over, like, hey, is there a shake? Like, I can't start this process, but I won't tell on you if you start it and you come in too high. So like,
no, you
but
need
like
to do
there is a price. I will just pay you. Cop.
Pull your wallet out and then like drop a bunch of money. Like, you know, pick that up. You got to get rid of all that. Oh, sorry.
How do you bribe a cop? Hey, any cop, a former cop, write it in the comments. What's the right way to bribe somebody?
Something like this. Hey, you do the blowjob mouth acted, I think.
Just do this.
Like, you go, there's probably, officer, there's probably another way for
is
us
there
to
any
deal
way
with
we
this.
Can deal?
Why do you like touching me?
Why aren't you pulling away?
when I was when I was probably like 16, yeah, just got my license. I did like an all nighter and then just crashed into a guy, and it was like this pretty gangster guy, and he was like, "Yo, you crashed into my car," and I was like, "I don't know, like, want to call the things or whatever?" And he was like, "No," because he didn't have insurance on his car or whatever, you could tell. And he was like, "Just give me what you got." And I was like, "I had like $60. He's like, "What else?" And we went in my trunk and I had some video games. And he's like, "Video games?" And he's like, "What if you give me your chain?" Because I did a pretty good amount of damage. So I gave him my necklace,
wow,
two video games, and $60.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Did he walk away like, not bad? Or was he still
pissed? Nah, I probably would have been like 15 hundo. Because it was like, you know, pretty, like, if it came down to, you know, but maybe, and I don't think my insurance, I had a probably deductible. Also, I didn't probably really want my parents knowing about this whole debacle,
yeah,
either.
Yeah, exactly. There's more to just the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I have
American. What happened to that necklace I got?
Yeah. It's still around. No. I say it's special occasions.
My dad, what happened to him, that Thug Life necklace that I.
You're already going on the bad road. Dude, I got into an accident on the way back from quarantine back up to New York in this giant passenger van with all my stuff. And I thought American Express, when you rent with American Express, they'll just like, they get you insurance, but that's not the case. So it's just like, it's you have to pay for it.
Well, they always ask you to pay for it extra.
Yeah, and then the guy was like, "It's gonna be like $1,500." I'm like, "It's a tiny ding. It's like it's a brand new, you know, Denali. It's just gonna cost
much."
How much? I ended up. I don't think he reported it fully, but I ended up doing an ad for Hudson Valley like CBD or something, and I was like, "Hey, they okay?" They're like, "You don't have any money. Actually, pay for this, and we're even." Like, you
okay,
pay this ad for me. I wasn't gonna do it, but I'll just pay for this problem, whatever it ends
up
being.
That's funny.
Have you ever gotten in an accident in a rental car with the insurance?
Just that time, and I found out it's actually not a thing. I told Jay, because Jay told me about it, and I was like, "Hey, dude, that's actually not a thing."
Don't do that. No, I rented a car in Ireland once and fucking destroyed this thing.
Without the insurance?
No, with the insurance.
With the insurance, that's great.
But I was still like, this thing is fucked. Like, yeah, the whole side was just dented and just crushed, and I was like, there's no way they're going to just let me walk away from this. I paid $15 for fucking insurance. And I went in there and I was like, "Yeah, it's like pretty wrecked." And they were like, "Did you get the insurance?" I was like, "Yep." And they're like, "All right, we'll see you later."
Because they really don't care.
It's not,
unless the manager, they're just employees.
Yeah, yeah.
No deductible or anything, eh?
No deductible.
No, there was nothing.
That's baller.
I thought it was like,
I never get it. I always live on the edge.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because also it's like $25 a day.
Yeah.
And you're like, how much could this be? I'm not going to get to an accident every time. So for 6 days, it's $150. 10 of those trips, it's 1500. I'm not going to get into an accident more than $1,500.
If I wasn't in Ireland, I wouldn't have done. I was driving stick shift on the opposite side of the car. I was like,
with
something
sunburn
might happen. And I didn't have any money. Yeah. It was just like, I almost didn't get it.
Driving the opposite's nuts, by the way.
Dude, yeah.
When we were in UK, the first day we took the like big van out for a spin, and then like immediately we got pulled over within 2 seconds. Cool. And the guy that was sort of like touring with us was like, "Hey, you guys aren't driving anymore. That's the end of this." Well, we've been there for like 2 hours.
Nah.
The most dangerous part is not necessarily being on the opposite side. It's like when you come to an intersection.
The roundabouts.
Your whole rhythm is off.
The roundabouts.
You know, like, how you check.
When I got a car to Edinburgh and just drove north to like the Highlands and stuff, and that was fine because like one lane you just get off, but like but the roundabouts, I was like, I'm just whatever the guy in front of me does, I'm doing that too. Yeah, and then the GPS will redirect me if I get off wrong, but I'm like wherever he goes, I'm just, it's too much of like, I don't know which way they're coming.
It's
you know what the weirdest part, there's that one, I guess it's like a territory of America where they drive the wrong way. Virgin Islands or something. Like one of those.
Interesting.
But I went there. Puerto Rico, I mean,
Best is Myanmar.
I don't know, one of the places that is part of America technically. So like, think Virgin Islands or
Myanmar,
something.
They have the British cars and they drive in the American side.
Where?
In Myanmar. So it's like the heart. So instead of like being in the center, you're on the way edge. You can't. You're so far away from the guy you're passing, you can't.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's terrifying.
It's terrifying. Yeah. You just don't fall off a cliff, but you're smashing the cars all the time. Yeah.
Coming in the opposite direction, easily.
Yeah, if you're in the passenger side, you're like, "Too close, too close." Two passengers like, "Ah!" Look at his eyes. Wait, so this guy got. So this woman went back, got her boyfriend. And they came back, and then was there an argument first?
Argument, big kerfuffle. Guys got him up against the wall. Ends up being able to grab his knife because, you know, his story is his life's in danger.
So the boyfriend got the bodega owner up against the wall.
Yeah, and that's part in the video.
Then he's acquitted. Well, you go over the fence to me. It's no, like if somebody rushes the stage.
No. So legally, he's not. So legally, the law is your own. I mean, I think it might be in New York even less, but it's like you need to use less force than was used on you. So if a guy starts stabbing you, you can stab him. If a guy starts shooting you, you still can't shoot him, I guess, because you can't have a gun. But like if
you can,
it's like basketball like, okay, defense.
A guy can't like come
be equal pressure.
That's correct. Yeah. A guy can't come like punch correct. You a couple yeah. times and then you like, you know, beat him to death. You know what I mean?
Slap him back.
Exactly, yeah. A little one less.
If he stabs you, you can brass knuckles him.
I think that's kind of what it is, yeah. Dude, so, but the juries, like there's, if you go to a jury trial, juries can still say, yeah, we know it's the law, but we are not going to follow this law. Like a jury can still acquit you, even though they think, you know, they basically make the case to the jury where they say, hey, like he did it. They don't say that, but like, you know,
wouldn't
yeah,
you
he did it.
Have
but
none
like,
of you been in this position?
Exactly.
What would you have done?
You think this guy
would
should be in jail forever?
That's what they got. Gets on it, right?
Yeah.
They're going to definitely throw a thug in that court trial. Definitely.
They got to be constrained by something. Juries can't just just make up laws.
That's correct. They can, yeah.
Yeah, they can. That's
dude,
what
that's what a jury of your peers means.
Had a joke about it, and I ended up doing it, where it's like, he goes, if they find an unjust law, a law you don't believe in, just acquit. He goes, if somebody gets caught with cocaine use in their own home, he goes, just say, not guilty. He goes, we have video of it. He goes, no, not guilty. I don't believe that video. Just goes, he goes, I think coke is fine. So I'm not going to charge somebody with coke.
Really?
You so can you could just go, no. And you'd be like, no, we've shown it. It's like, well.
What if, doesn't the judge go like, guys.
All it takes is for a few people to say like, yeah, we're not putting him in jail for this. I mean, I'll put it, here's a perfect example. Any girl that was like being, you know, serially like raped and eventually killed the guy, like couldn't technically do that. But no, like almost every time the jury trial will be like, nah, we're not putting that girl in jail.
Yeah, exactly. Where it's like, what you're supposed to do is go to the cops, let them arrest the guy. And but they're like, nah.
Most jury trials will let that go.
This is the worst law podcast ever. When they, like, being serial raped, you can't kill the guy, but more than likely the jury's gonna take you.
Dude, you're good to go if you murder him. You're honestly
I'm
good.
Pretty sure if someone tries to rape you, you can kill them for sure.
Someone listen to this
I think
podcast
it's like during the rape. If I remember from an old LA law, it's like it's gotta be it's during over. The rape. Once the rape is over, you're no longer in immediate danger. Or
they,
like
they
that.
Give you
it's
tiny, like, tiny things like
little rapes.
Like no,
like they,
I was
like
gonna...
they pick your nose without permission.
It's penetrative. Raped.
Like you can't get raped and wait for them to turn away and then stab them.
Yeah, it's like the old West. No shooting in the back. No shooting in the back.
You cannot. And then, but also, like dad who
if
kills
you have his dick out, it doesn't count. What? Sorry.
Yeah. This is Johnny Cochran.
He was just I was adjusting.
Yeah. The glove doesn't fit. Must acquit.
Johnny Cochran.
Showing the condom doesn't fit. It's incredible.
Does this man look like he could wear a non-magnum condom? Fucking Metzger's dick is so big he didn't fit in a magnum.
Pulls it out, kaflam, doesn't fit in a magnum. That's propaganda.
He's like, I need that magnum XLs.
Stop.
Yeah, he's almost like annoyed by it. He's like, no, these won't work. Thanks anyway.
At that point, maybe you don't need a condom.
Yeah, what if the girls can get a
pretty
fucking...
Good, pretty good excuse, though, right?
Yeah.
I wish there was just something they could put on it, like sunscreen or something.
Yeah, my dick is too luscious. I can't get a condom on it. Yeah, sunscreen will help me a little bit. At least with the friction.
Wild. It's a wild problem to have.
So this guy, they were arguing. He probably said something racist at that point. I can see it from everybody's point of view. Where it's like, this fucking bodega owner sucks. He's always yelling at us. I can see the bodega owner is like, you guys
also
steal from me every day.
That's the most important thing that's probably people that are against the bodega owner probably don't realize. Like, this is the fucking 10th time this week shit like this has happened to him.
The one on 10th across
from
the park.
He's had enough. Yeah. Why do you think he has the knife? You know?
The one on 10th across from the park, I went in there and it was like 10 p.m. And I was like, oh, it's locked. And the guy was like, wait. And he came over and was like, why is it? He goes, the homeless. I'm like, oh, all right, fair.
Yeah.
He's just like, I got to buzz people in. I got to look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the 10th time that's happened. And this guy jumped over and he goes, he had the knife for a reason.
He's, 100%.
His mom was like, you need protection in case somebody actually
does something. And he's got an okay story to like move to this country to start this bodega. He's got like four kids or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? They don't like putting people's kids away, parents away either.
Every time, if I ran a bodega, every time there was an incident, I'd raise the counter like, 2 or 3 inches
higher.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bulletproof glass.
You want it so high they can't jump over.
Yeah. Or put like that stuff they put on walls, like the shards of glass in the cement where they can't jump on it.
The one near my house.
Cover the whole counter in lube.
Not so easy though, is it, sir?
That's the first line of defense, some slime to throw on the ground.
Aggro crack.
What's that old game show where they throw shit on you? Slime and stuff?
Do the slime or the Nickelodeon show.
Nickelodeon. Yeah. What was it? Damn.
Guts.
Nah. No? That was your generation.
It was with that guy.
Wipeout? Not Wipeout.
Fuck game was no that? Chance I come up with that.
Yeah,
it might have just been slime John Doerr version or something. Of it. Yeah.
But the one near my house, they basically, because all the homeless guys were hanging out too much, so they put, you know, when you go to like a premiere or a movie theater, they have the, what do you call those? Like they have a, you know, like the thing with the strap.
Backdrop, so it's
no, not a backdrop. You know, they have
velvet
a
rope.
Velvet. They had a velvet rope, like right beside the door, to try to keep them away. And I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, that'll work. That velvet rope's gone tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous idea.
If you're on crack, that looks like a wall.
That's before you get the knife.
Me and Ryan O'Neill were in Chicago.
Cut the rope.
Before our show, the guy was like, we were getting some nuts or something. We were just hungry, and we went to a liquor store. It was like, they'll have a pack of mixed nuts.
Yeah.
So we went in there, and the guy was like, need your ID? He's like, oh, we're not getting liquor. He goes, I need your ID. He's like, we're not getting liquor. He's like, I need your ID. And then he gets it, scans it, and he goes, go shop whatever you want. Because he's like, I have everyone's ID before anything happens. So if anything happens, he goes, yeah, I know exactly who they are. Chicago, right near the Vic Theater. That's right. I do occasional theaters. Yeah. Right across, like kitty corner to it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So he goes, yeah, steal anything. I have your ID. I know who you are.
What's he going to do with that?
Go to the cops. I'd be like, here's who stole, here's video, here's where they live.
Like, they're not doing nothing about that.
Yeah, yeah. For
that is an empty threat. Yeah.
If something real broke out, though, you'd be like, you could find them.
You'd have to clean the place out for the cops to bat an eye in New York.
It's Chicago, yeah.
Actually, I want to go back there now and fucking rob that guy.
He'd be like, yeah, go tell them.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, give him an old ID.
Give him an old ID. Sign my address or my name.
Yeah, this place is
that's my name when I got a new idea when I thought I got that chick pregnant. Turned out she was lying, so that man never existed.
That would be a place to feel good about giving your ID and then steal anyway where he didn't notice. Mm-hmm. Like you actually old school steal anyway, even though he had the ID, because he's probably not watching you that hard with the ID.
That's right.
He's I got him dead to rights. He would never steal.
So this dude stabbed a guy and then he just fell to the ground. What did the chick do?
Probably. You know?
I think she attacked him too.
Attack.
I think that's where the video ends anyway, when they put it out there. That's where the story in the video ends.
There's no audio, is there?
No audio.
Should we watch it? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, no. I just saw that it was controversial. The guy wasn't given bail or anything.
This stuff happens all the time in Canada. You can't have like guns and stuff, so people will break into people's house, but they'll have a gun and shoot the guy and then go to jail for murder.
Just the video. These are all reports about
I hate that.
I know, but yeah, I think that you probably want to go Google, not YouTube, right? Because YouTube, you're going to get some news organization. The other ones, you'll get an article with the video embedded.
Yeah, that's another thing. It should be illegal. Like sometimes you go to ESPN to watch highlight, and it'll be a picture of like the guy in mid-action.
Some bozo talking about it.
Click on the link, and it's just two people talking about it. It's like,
I know, it's all this trick in the book.
It's fucking my time. You're sucking. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you just watched an ad, sucker.
The ESPN, every clip, it's a 15-second ad for a 10-second clip.
Yeah.
Some of them are 30, man. They're really pushing it. People already don't go to these sites all that often, pal.
Yeah, I know.
Once I'm watching videos in a weird embedded player and I'm watching some weird ad, like, you're already pushing it with me.
Bodega Rikers.
I didn't want to be here.
Where do you go? You want to look it up for me?
Just trying to watch this guy.
Yeah, sure. I can try to find it. You guys talk amongst yourself. I'll get that.
Okay. What if he just like no chemistry now? He really was.
I know. Just lose everything.
Holding us together.
It's probably it's probably on like what's that like Mondo Tube or like one of those.
Like, those need to make a rise as YouTube gets more and more control. Oh, these
I
other
show Connor something. Look how many tabs he has.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That is crazy.
What's going on? That's
those tabs on one of the fucking whole.
Oh my god.
What are you doing?
How do you live?
My life is a mess.
That is crazy. New York Post, you can always count on for the good stuff.
New York Post is trash. Look, he's just restocking gum. This guy's just restocking gum.
Here we go. They got it queued right up. How do we have full screen? This one's 217, so
this is it. Okay, so he's just sort of narrow, he's just selling whatever.
And he's on the wrong.
They can put that on the screen, right? You guys have that technology. Yeah,
Marissa. He's not behind the counter.
He's behind the counter.
Oh, he is.
Oh, and he's got one of the counters where it's sort of hard to get into.
Yankees cap? Yankees fan? Oh, now she comes and starts arguing. Oh, no. Washington Nationals fan?
Well, he's saying they're up to no good.
Oh, no.
He's like, no.
He's coming back behind.
What'd you say about my chick? And he goes, dude, man. Get out of here. Everyone's trying to calm him down. Get out of here.
Oh, big shoves push. Him. Big push.
He's not fighting back. He's down. He's like,
I don't know what he wants. At this point, you'd be like, hey, well, you take the EBT card.
Amiri. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Amiri, nice new logo. God, and everyone's like, dude, get out of there. What are you doing? The guy's an old man.
This person's still trying to pay for their gum.
He's like, hey, can I just get out of here? I don't want to. Yeah, New York people. I'm just like, I just want to get out of here.
Hey, man, don't.
He's going to leave the two on the table. So
Oh, instant blood.
Oh, yeah, he got him.
Oh, he's fighting back, but now you're losing blood.
A lot of stabs.
He keeps trying, but you're getting stabbed, dude.
Oh, boy. That's the girlfriend?
That's the girlfriend. Barely making an effort. Just kind of half holding his hand. She's not even putting her drink down. Put your drink down, lady.
He is sort of fighting for his life at this point, I guess. Yeah.
And then he's stomping on him.
How's the lady not getting out of there? She's coming in for more. Oh, standing there with the bloody knife.
He's going to lick his hand?
Oh, don't lick the blood.
He wants to see if it's his or not. And this guy's like, what are you doing? What are you doing, dude? He's like yelling at him. He's got blood. Who's that other guy? Another cop.
Do you think this guy is going back to pay for the, he's like, all right, anyways, that'll be $2.
This dude was yelling, talking to him from inside. Guy, he's got a stock bodega. Look at how the candy section's really good.
I think I'll tell you what, he's lucky he had his camera because that'll probably help him in the jury trial. But
he's like, the guy was shoving me, he's grabbing me. I didn't know what was going to happen.
So if you were a juror, what would you do?
But he did sneak attack.
I'd milk that $40 a day for as long as I could.
I love how you losing so much money in doing the jury trial.
What is this?
But you're like, it's free money.
He did try to just like, he like casually tried to walk by him and then he grabbed him and he hit him.
When he shoved him down, it was just like,
here, take your computer.
Yeah. What I really want to see is this crazy stock bodega.
There was some, I know. That
What
the,
crazy
the
stock
behind
bodega?
The counter looks it's like stocked. In front of the counter.
Warning, distressing content. Okay, look at this. Behind the counter.
Oh, you're just saying.
He's got lighters. He's got definitely lots of different types of rolling papers. You know when sometimes you're like, do you have any raws? And like, no, we have one type. He's got multiple types of rolling papers. So many lighters. The Backwoods, Snoop's favorite band. He's got tons behind. Raws over there. More lighters. And then look, the candy section's great.
You're not buying that shit with EBT. Come on, stop it.
No, you're not. The Haagen-Dazs?
It's overflowing.
God, this is great. One little thing from his home country right there.
That no one ever buys.
An umbrella for the right. Is it, dude,
man, it doesn't work, dude.
Putting his phone in his pocket. He's about to die.
This man's about to die. Look at the energy. He has no idea it's coming.
What's that saying? They say, keep that energy when I see you. And he goes, I did.
Ugh.
Oh, man. Yeah, that sucks. He's dead.
So, yeah, what would you do if you were the juror, though?
So you're going to have to taking out any sort of, like, surprise things, like, oh, this guy's tried to stab someone before. He said, to his brother, I'll wait till another one comes back here and I'll stab the shit out of him.
They're saying self-defense. His lawyer's like, legally, it's not self-defense. Like, the law is the law. Are you looking for vigilantes to do what they want, or do you want to live in a society that we have laws?
Right.
And then his guy was like, you know, this guy's got a family. His life was threatened. You know, who cares what the law says in lesser words than that?
Vigilante.
Do you want this guy to be in jail? Do you think this guy belongs in jail for 10 years? And let's say hypothetically, it's going to be like 10 years at Rikers kind of thing.
Yeah. He came behind the counter.
He went for the knife, too. This guy sort of knew.
This is the sneaky tech.
But he sort of knew what he was doing with that knife.
Have it yet?
No, he's got it. He's got it locked and loaded.
So he didn't have it yet.
He doesn't have it, but he's got it somewhere.
So now he goes tell this lady, that dude, whoever the guy with the watch is.
That's the guy.
Hey, you stay out of it.
Don't mind your business, bitch. You'll be
next. And now right there, he's sitting there, and he's like, I could go whichever way I want with this.
He's looking for the knife, I think, at this point. If you're in the jury trial, you're watching this a million times, too.
He's grabbing him by the head.
He must grab it right here. Does the guy hand him a knife?
No. How did he get the knife?
Oh, he grabbed
it. Oh, he had his spot.
Oh, and he's already cocking. He's already cocking and ready
to go.
It's
probably sort of like a mini sword, too.
Oof. 119 in
the
video.
You know what he should have had?
He grabs it and is immediately, he's not just like, get away. He's like, ta-da.
But he should have had a taser, not a knife.
Should have a taser.
That's the move. If you're a bodega owner listening to this for the big bodega population, listen to Skeptic Tank.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, bodega owner's about to get a Skeptic Tank bump. Bodegas all over the city, you're about to get frequented.
I don't know if this is good.
Guys, go into a bodega after this podcast comes out. See if anybody else is there. That's Skeptic Tank bump.
Statistically, if this guy just got stabbed, you're probably good.
Yeah. They're not going to be another stabbing. Not that soon. So, but here's my question for the jury and for everything. Is that just a knife he had to open up stuff, or was that a knife he had for that moment? Was he just like, if he was just sitting there going whatever, and then he's like, this guy's bothering me. Oh shit, there's a knife right there.
I'm going to guess knife is there for protection. That wasn't the letter opener.
What if he was like, I was going to hijack a plane and fly into a building. It's unrelated to this. I know. Listen, but I never did that crime. I was planning it. The FBI can tell you. They've been monitoring me.
That's why they're trying to take him down. So they know once he gets out.
He grabs it off screen. Oh, right there. Oh, he dodges the first one. And then right in the neck.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're not trained. Nobody trains for a knife fight.
But he is trained. That's what I'm saying.
Who? No, the Amiri guy, black dude.
Oh, you're saying the black guy. I'm saying Amiri knew to go in the neck. Like, that's like some.
No. The black dude's the Amiri guy.
Okay.
Oh, it sounds like his name would be Amiri.
Yeah, definitely. Looks like an Amiri.
The black guy's wearing an Amiri shirt. Today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by Amiri. Guys, let's say you're out there having a good time, enjoying your summer, and your girlfriend or baby mama calls you and says, hey, some fucking, I won't say it because, it's a quality family podcast here, but some fucking ethnic slur just got in my face and wouldn't give me my EBT money. You know how he is down there at the local bodega? He's a bitch. Excuse me. He a bitch. And he disrespected your woman. And let's say you're like, well, I'm going to handle my business. Been hot out. We just got over a heat wave. It's not the beginning of the winter. It's not the beginning of the spring or the summer where you're feeling good just like everybody. It's been summer and you're ready to fucking rage. And you're going to go down there. You give this guy from India or Pakistan or Mexico or some other country what for? But this man, he's going to fight back. Now, that's always a possibility when you pick on someone physically. You've turned it into a physical altercation. So what are you going to dress? How are you going to look your best when you might be your last? Amiri. Amiri clothing is the number one brand in which to get stabbed in. Now get those cornrows tight. Get that Amiri shirt on. It goes the best with bright red. By far. What do you think Von Dutch goes well? Nah, it's too busy. Amiri. All white shirts. Amiri in the back. Look your best. When you're taking your last breath, you're going down there to protect your wife's honor, and you're coming out dead. I'm Ari Shaffir. This episode has been sponsored by Amiri Clothing. It's overpriced, but it won't matter because you can't take it with you.
Well, okay, bodega guy, the fact that he took the knife out and went to the side of the neck, I feel like that's like mobster moves.
I don't think
I wouldn't know to do that. I would probably just go stomach or something.
Yeah, he started to go stomach, and then the guy was blocking it, and then he went up.
Bringing it high, going into the neck, that's like fucking
maybe
pro.
Just got
that's
lucky.
A pro.
Maybe he just got lucky.
This guy fought in his country, I think. I think that that's like
you
some.
Think so?
I think that's some on the ground moves.
That's how you get your wife. You have to fight their village.
Her original boyfriend that her parents set her up with.
And come with a goat because we're having the wedding that
and
day.
And then the parents just sort of sit in the corner, clap, and they go, they go, you did it.
I think once you go behind the counter.
Does this have sound?
You got to be ready to die.
No sound.
Okay.
You know?
Oh.
You don't want to hear that sound.
Okay. Yeah, you don't. Now, once this starts, what time is it? You got to get out. He's grabbing by the shirt, too. So pulling him in, hockey style.
Yes.
That's almost like lifting the shirt over the
head.
He was
jerseying him a little.
Jerseying him. At this point, it's like you want to just shove him out. And like you've been stabbed a few times.
Stabbed a few times, he probably could have got out. However.
Or him run out. How about the fucking.
He does stab him.
So what he should.
How about the immigrant guy run out?
Again, all of this stuff's easy to say when you're not in the heat of the moment.
Exactly.
I think you got to. Exactly. Yeah. If I was there, he's got to die.
He's got to die. Otherwise,
it's like,
coming back.
It's like what when you're watching a horror movie and they finally get like, the drop on the killer and they like they don't fully kill him.
Uh-huh, or this scene, like, I'm going to never stop coming for you. I'm going to haunt your family.
That's
what if
true.
He said that?
I don't think he's
you
thinking
think this
that.
This is done?
That is true, though. If this guy.
And you're like, oh, I got to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're never going to
stop. If this guy doesn't
die, he lives around
die,
the corner.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
What if he's like, sir, just take a rolling paper. Rolling paper free.
Call it
please, sir, rolling paper free.
Holy shit.
Okay, okay, okay. Listen, at this point, I was fucking with your girlfriend. I was. The EBT machine works. I'll change the setting right now. Oh, this lady's walking out. Wait, what's this angle?
This is the other
through way. That door.
Yeah.
So that's this is where he picked the knife up from right there.
Yeah, he does keep stabbing him. Like he's
But dude,
he's
also all the Lay's, Doritos Ranch.
And it's well built. Doritos, nothing drops.
The Asian section, it's very well built. It's got the fan. What's it, propofol alcohol, which could come in handy right now.
Yeah.
Magnum condoms.
There you go.
Some
hydrogen women's peroxide on
hydrogen
there.
Peroxide, yeah. God, he's oh. She does not even put down her fucking
not
soda.
Putting down the
oh,
drink
it's a mirror.
Is so crazy.
It's crazy, but also it's like she's not thinking.
Crazy,
straight.
She's sort of getting involved too.
This lady.
Yeah, what are you thinking? You see
the
some
girlfriend or
well, the girlfriend.
Girlfriend, you got to be a down.
You see a madman with a knife, you're gonna still get in there.
Oh, he's like, am I cut? No,
yeah, that's not a box cutter. That's a.
What is that knife? What is that knife?
A real knife.
That's a tough guy, man. Some of these bodega guys are not to be underestimated. They're
it's like he came to this country.
I know.
You think like he would just appeared here. It's like, no, no, I sold all my belongings, took a fucking boat and got here.
Yeah. And
stole someone's
and then,
wife.
And then now I own a business. Yeah, exactly. Like he's tough.
But if you're looking at that polo, you're thinking, no way this guy stabs me.
No way, right? It's like I can push this guy around easily. Yeah. Now here, without the glasses on, he looks tough.
Yeah, the eyebrows.
Man strength.
He's got contactless charge. That's good. Incense. Solid.
That's what they're doing. That's it. That's what his lawyer is saying, his character witness sort of stuff. Like, you know, a you, man, would you want one less bodega owner that has contactless charge? I mean, yeah. This guy cares about his job, folks.
It would be sick if he just grabbed the Snickers and
Snickers.
Bit into it.
Oh, he's got his scissors right there. He had multiple places.
Yeah.
Oh, he could have got this. The scissors probably would have worked out badly for him. The guy could have just grabbed him and gone. I mean, it was a risky move to do that in the first place.
Because now you're bringing a deadly weapon
in. You're bringing
it.
A knife in. I mean, that ends the other way probably more than often than not.
Definitely. Where the guy, like, if he picks up, the guy grabs him and takes it, like, mother, and then he's like, ah, oh, fuck, I shouldn't
have
picked it up.
Yeah, you're really screwed.
Skull, jeez. All the skull, whatever this fucking hula hoop is for fucking
vacuum.
Year of the Dragon.
Well, how do you think that shook down if he didn't pull the knife? Like, if...
Yeah, how do you think it would have worked if it
like,
didn't
pull
it?
Like, how much in? Would he beat that guy up? Would he just beat him up for, would he beat him up for, like, a good 10 minutes? What do you think?
This dude is right there. Who's this other guy?
Does
this
he have
Asian
a shoulder
guy?
Injury, or is that
yeah, he's
bad.
Got a shoulder injury. He's got a sling on, but he's like, what'd you do? Look, he's still got his iced tea ready. Ready to be purchased.
Shoulder injury guy works at the bodega down the street. Had the same situation.
159.
Tall boy, Arizona.
Wow. $5 bill right out. Black dude didn't take that. Phone out. Didn't smash that. Those David's fucking sunflower seeds. The best. The jumbos.
Yeah, that's it. And what's she doing?
What's she doing? She's like, God damn it. I got to find another person to support me now. By the way, that dude, way more attractive than the chick.
Yeah, that guy was hot.
Yeah. His cornrows tight.
Very
well put together.
Would not expect that, you know,
that's
like 40 pound overweight, kind of looks like a mom, buzz
haircut. They
might
have been together since high school. But you're right. Maybe she's helping support him.
Or maybe that's like his like main chick and he's got 90 others.
Yeah, I mean, look, if he was in jail... The lady that's sending you money for your like commissary or whatever.
Yeah.
His the bottom bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Raising his kids.
Yeah, yeah. She's gonna be just
this guy still what's he gonna say to him now? I was like, why'd you do that? Like, leave. There's some other people that came in during this.
That'd
be coming into a bodega and be like, what's the commercial?
On your first day in New York.
Oh yeah. You don't know enough to just turn and walk out. Like, nope, there's an odd one.
Hey, this is the stuff they told us about, Janice.
Taking pictures.
Yeah, but also, she probably wasn't sending him that much money for the commissary if she's arguing over the EBT card too, right?
True.
So it's not even like he was in it for the money.
He's like, anyway, so... He's no, man. No. That's not it. Oh, time passes now.
Yeah, they cut.
He's just down there. He called the cops.
Didn't get the iced tea.
He's fairly calm.
He did not get the iced tea. He left the iced tea there.
He's been in high stress situations before, man. Look, he's calm right now.
He's still in there.
He's wiping blood off the counter.
No, the iced tea guy was still there.
He was?
Yeah.
Who was still there?
The iced tea guy. He stayed around.
Iced tea guy.
Iced tea.
Yeah, he's probably excited. He's like, I saw the whole thing.
Yeah, he's probably got to talk to the cops. He was there.
He's not going anywhere now.
Like, stay, you're a witness. Okay, watch. So he's rigging up the iced tea. He's rigging up the iced tea.
Harry's
right?
Getting hard.
Time changes. Okay, whoever this guy is just comes in.
Cops,
time changes. Iced tea's still there. Ready? Here he comes.
Where is he?
Here he comes. She's like, please, please.
Come on, get in there.
There he is.
There he is.
He's still there. He's going to say, like, well, here's what happened. That's what I'd be, looky-loo.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, if I...
Stabbing at a bodega.
If I testify on your behalf, this
it's a life, man.
Arizona's free, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what I was doing the way. I was like, all right, so that's my testimony, Your Honor. I'm going to get out of here.
Couple of these, couple
I'm
of those.
I'm always looking to shoplift. Yeah. That's the way. He's like, there's no way the guy stops me right now. And if he does, I'm like, I'll pay for it now, sure.
Pay who?
Bodega owner.
Like, I already paid, dude. It's
I paid.
Crazy
you don't remember?
You.
I paid. Yeah, yeah. I paid. I did right before the stabbing. Remember the stabbing? I was paying right before that.
That's a freebie.
You probably
sure.
blacked out a little bit during the stabbing. I paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or he's like, fine, I'll pay for it. He goes, $5 minimum. Like, come on, dude. This is what, God, give me that knife. This is why that guy, I'm coming back there.
$5 minimum. Covered in blood.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you picked the bloody $2 yeah. change. Or do you want me just, you want me, oh, you probably don't mind the change. They're covered in blood, do you?
Yeah, just stick it, some lady's sticking it down her bra. Ugh, $2. Wait, what do you guys think would happen? What do you think's going to happen?
I think if I was in that jury, probably it would depend. If they were going to put him away for like a year or something, and that was kind of what we were looking at, I might say he could do the year. If they were trying to put him away for
or like 5 years, but start with probation. Like
yeah, yeah. If they were going to put him on probation or something like that, I might say, okay, that's fair. But if anything that started to feel anywhat like unreasonable, I would just be like, I would go rogue on the jury. So I'd say, no, this guy's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I would be the guy arguing with the other jurors.
You do want a little bit of like, don't do that again.
You know Bernie Getz?
Don't.
Well, there's also like the, yeah, you don't want bodega owners to start getting too emboldened.
Right, you can't send them that. You can't send the message, especially once they hit the news. You can't send the message like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want the bodega owners starting to fucking know that they can stab you too easily.
But also,
I've argued with the bodega owner before.
Yeah, me too. It's like, sometimes you don't want to go straight to knife fight.
But through the glass.
Through the glass,
you go
yeah.
through the hole.
You don't want to build them trap doors. Yeah. Fucking get you fucking Da Nang style where it's like, oh, it's fucking a bunch of pegs
you
come
also,
up through
you. Also, you got to lock the door. That door, that
lock the
door.
It's like the cockpit, bro.
Yes, you can't let him in there.
My bodega owners, the guys are actually sick, and the one guy, kind of the guy, basically recently, not the one right near my house, but the guy's like recognizes me from videos and stuff.
Oh,
so
really?
he's told everyone else at the thing, right? Because I'm there so much, so it's like a thing. So he started giving me everything for free.
No,
but then. Like a lot, or he'll. It started with him being like a pop for free, a soda for free, a coffee for free, and then it started to be like buy $20 worth of stuff, and he was like, he charged me $10, and then sometimes with $20. So then now I'm just like, I'm not doing this forever. I'll feel bad coming here. So yeah. Basically, now every couple of times he does that, I give him $20, and I go, okay, you just keep that, and I'm like, maybe it's something to do with your boss, you know? But there's no way I'm going to a place that every time I gotta, oh, thank you so much.
It's not what it's like. It's only
that
time.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's too much. Like once was like sweet.
Once was nice. Now it's like I feel like I'm robbing you every time I go. So eventually you're gonna start hating when I come in.
I love
like...
the hookup though. When you're already at a place, I was with Adrian and somebody. And I don't know where we were, but we're getting barbecue or something. And somebody was like, "Oh, Artie, you know I'm a fan. Whatever the cook is a fan too." I was like, "Oh, cool." I was like, "Well, nice to meet you guys." And I'm sitting there and I'm like. Where's the fucking hookup, though?
The hookup is send an extra thing, like send some shots.
Or like,
you know,
it's on us, and then I'll tip you hella. Right, yes. Send some shots.
Yeah.
Send an extra, hey, you got to try the side of mac and
cheese. Send a dessert. Yeah, send something small.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
That's cool. Send me something. There's got to be some hookup.
Yeah, some guy's like, I'm a big fan. You're at the end. You go, are you, though?
Yeah. You have the power to do something for me. You know my heritage. You know what I'm into.
Would you still pay the whole thing?
I mean, I'm not going to die in a ditch if they know me, if that's your question.
No, no, I mean, like, yeah, yeah. If they're like,
no, if it's $100 and they go free, I'm tipping them 70.
Yeah.
50,
yeah,
50
yeah.
maybe 50.
Okay.
I'll tip 50. So that's my question. What's the protocol when somebody hooks you up? They're like, now how much do I tip you?
A big tip, but yeah. If you're back to square one, then you're, you know.
Yeah, not so much that it's like, oh.
Well, because the deal is he scammed the restaurant by giving you all this free food.
Right.
Like, obviously, he's just not ringing it up.
Sometimes a coffee shop will be like, hey, it's on me this time. I'm like, oh, really? And then you're like, oh, let me put $5 in your thing. But like, it only costs $4. But it should be like, thank you. I know you wanted to do something nice for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuck this up with $3. It's almost like rude on a certain level.
It is. You got to do something.
You got to do something.
All the money goes right to them, though. I feel like that's a nice...
Yeah, that is nice. It was like, hey, let's embezzle this away.
But you,
yeah.
That's the problem on a low ticket item. And you can't give them less than what it costs. If I'm buying something for $2 to give you free, what does I give you a dollar now?
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay. Yeah, it's like I was going to tip you a dollar anyway. Me and Kevin Christie were at the swap meet in LA, and we got these lemon ices, you know, and I got one, and they're like, let's get another one. It was so good. And then the guy was like, all right, I'll get you another. I was like, hey, don't use the cup. Like, I already have a cup, so don't waste an extra cup. And the guy's like, well, that's how we bring him in. And I was like, well, then just don't ring it in, dude. I'll just give you the money. And the guy was like, what? He's like 19-year-old. I'm like, I'll just listen, I'm paying $5 regardless.
Yeah.
Don't ring it in. Use this cup and keep the $5. And he was like, and then Kevin was like, yeah, dude, just do that. He's like,
that's, you started off, that guy is embezzling every day now.
Dude, well, now if I see, because this happened to us in Connecticut, we went to a bagel place. And they had, like, on the register, they...
Me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
And in the tip section, it was descending left to right percentages.
Instead of going up, it goes down.
Yes. So I accidentally tipped them, like, 25%.
On a bagel.
On a fucking
That's designed
bagel.
For you.
On a
you.
Non-tip yes. moment.
Dude, now if I see that, no tip.
You know what they do now? They add 20% off the top, and they go, do you want to tip an extra 3, 5, or 7?
Really?
Yeah, and you're like,
stop,
wait, what?
It. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because there's 20 is standard.
That's
which
how
I'm
Miami
not against,
is getting me.
I'm not against because I'm like, it should just be the 20%. Just put it on the bill. Like, stop with the tipping already. Just make the whatever it should be, put it on there.
Pay your staff what they
yeah,
what
exactly.
you think they're going to
yeah.
get anyway.
You can't allow somebody
do an
like,
average
tipping-
of what you make for a month and then just pay them that and leave
yeah.
me out of it.
Yeah, leave me out of
why
it.
Why am I in part of your wage contract?
I got to do math.
But that's also crazy. It's just like, just raise the prices.
Raise the prices, right.
Don't tell me that something's $5.
Now, the whole tip culture is one of the crappiest parts of Western world.
It is annoying. It's very annoying. I was in Australia and I gave a tip to some lady. I got a kangaroo steak and I tipped her whatever, you know, 20%. And she comes back. She goes, are you sure? And I was like, no, I'm not sure
really
anymore.
Now I
like, there's no way. Can I get this back? There's no way, right?
I mean, it's. You go, oh, was that a 20? Yeah, I meant a 10.
Oh, I meant
but you know
a 2.
Like,
I meant
yeah.
to give you a 2. That's my mistake. Let me just change that out.
Yeah. No, I find myself doing that all the time because it's like you know, you're at like a coffee shop or something like that, and you're like, well, I want to tip them because they're probably not getting paid well. And it's like, well, why the fuck is that my fault?
Right. Exactly. You don't do this homeless people. They're making nothing.
Yeah. I still tip them anyway, but I'm just like, why doesn't the fucking person who owns this, they're charging me $5 for a coffee?
Yeah, and the tip should be, hey, can I write a note for your boss?
I don't do that.
You're being a total bitch, dude.
Do you you tip asshole. On the coffee?
I do, $1 every time, sometimes 2.
I would tip if I was getting something fancy, but like if I'm just
if it's my
it.
Local one, I'll give $1 or $2. I start to notice them. To me, it's like the best time to be super like generous and like live luxury is on $1 extra.
Yeah, you know? I guess.
If your tip goes from 20% to 40% for $1, I'll be like, I'm a king. Yeah. But now on a full meal, I'm tipping 6%.
I guess, but if it was my regular one, I would say more so the move is if you're like the same sort of people every once in a while, it's a 5 or something. But then I usually tip pretty good on like restaurant stuff.
But they should also give you some freebies, some buybacks. To be like, that's fine, did I do it? Iraq, how you been?
And they do that sometimes.
They do,
and then
I love it.
And then it's now we have a system. Now we're cooking, huh?
Yeah, now we're cooking. Now we're cooking. I tip well,
we
you buy
got
it
a community
back.
Going here.
Yeah. I went to this bar near my house, and the lady remembered me from like, I guess I was like, I had like a 20 and it was like 14. I was like, yeah, fuck. I was drunk, you know?
Uh-huh.
I was like, fuck it. But then she was like, hey, this is on me. How you been? I'm like, oh, that, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I got service and a fucking free one.
Yeah, good service.
But then again, you have to tip every time. To keep that fucking
good bartenders too are few and far between.
Good anything?
Yeah.
Why? What was it? Well, just like take too long to get to you?
Yeah. The problem is that like the most high volume bars have the worst bartenders.
Why? Because no one wants to work there.
They're just like I remember in college, just these people being like, it's like there's a fucking it's everyone's just getting Miller Lights. And you're going to like fucking not make eye contact with me and like look like all that shit. It's
what
like,
do you want?
A fucking vending machine. I will turn you into a vending machine.
Yeah, I'd prefer that. Like, I thought you were saying like this bullshit. This guy didn't even ask how my day was.
No.
Yeah.
It's just
just go get it and be gone. I don't have. Why do you have to turn around? Go deal with a mixed drink. They have that at dispensaries in LA, Zen dispensary. Joints and grams is a vending machine.
Yeah.
And then
perfect.
If you need more help, I can help you.
Perfect.
If you need to get some fancy drink, they can make the fancy drink.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. You can't do that by yourself. They're not going to have a mix. You could have a mixed vending machine too.
Yeah.
You
those...
could. Why not? They have a cocoa machine like that.
Yeah.
Why not have a mixed drink?
Yeah. They make lattes now.
Yeah.
Just a machine does it. Dude, vending college bars should just a wall of vending machines.
And then have one guy up front in case something goes wrong, like at an arcade. Like it stole my dollar. I'm like, okay.
This is, I mean, this is what they did with the.
We need some customer support.
That's what happens. Yeah, leave with that. Next thing you know, you don't have employees anywhere, and you no one has jobs. I guess that's what they're talking about.
No, yeah. I mean, look, computers taking over. Targeted. It's a targeted strike.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
places.
Get rid of
McDonald's
all
workers were
there
the last
great
target.
Bartenders out there that are really like on their shit, and it's a real pleasant experience. But those cocky motherfuckers.
The system's
at, like,
broken.
College and post college bars. It's like if you're just handing beers over the counter, it's like, fuck off, dude. If you're gonna be a dick about it.
Some of them are on the move though, when it's busy.
Yeah, no. Some of them. Yeah, yeah. I feel like sometimes if you're like down the shore or something, you get people who are like really on
the
point. Yeah, you get people who like know what the fuck is up. They got a busy day.
But I like the bar we went to after the Yankee game, whatever, in your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. That
the guy
place
knew
is
you.
Awesome.
Wasn't too packed. It was like chill, and it was like talk for a little bit. What are you talking about? I can weigh in on this without fucking overstepping my conversation point.
Yes, he tucks in, he gets out. Those guys, Maggie's and Judy and Punch. Pros.
Judy's and Punch, we're going to wrap up soon because O'Connor's got to go to the airport.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
St. Louis.
Just came from there. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I've been there. I went to a wedding there once.
Also, so it's cool. There. So I've also a couple of just three guys that have been there.
I've only been there. I went there once with Santino, but the only time I spent any time there was with Shane, and it was over the pandemic, so everything was closed. So I don't know anything about the city. We just like went there, did the club.
I never do anything in any city.
Really?
No,
I like doing stuff.
I usually work during the day.
I always do stuff.
Go to the Cardinals game on Saturday.
That's nice. Yes. Daytime games.
Yes.
Baseball's perfect for that.
I was so excited. They're in town. It's a day game.
Me and O'Neill were going to go to we're landing from Minneapolis to Chicago. We're landing at 12. There's a 1 o'clock Cubs game, and then our flight got canceled. We got out at 4 instead.
Ugh.
We're so ready.
That fucking sucks. There's nothing better than a day sports
day game. Day game. Get fucking.
Yes.
A nap later.
Yes.
Guys, check out Boys Cast. The Boys Cast?
Yeah, the Boys Cast.
Boys Cast with Ryan Long. I've been on there. Here's a quick clip from me on there. I was on there recently. And now also Stuff Island. Stuff Island with Tommy Pope and Chris O'Connor. I was also on there recently.
I was also on there too. It's close to the circle.
Here's a quick clip.
What the fuck is this? A frat house?
Actually, show a quick clip of Ryan on there too. Have you ever been on the Boys Cast?
No, I haven't.
For that.
Yeah, you're gonna have me on.
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah, of course.
You got trapped. Like, oh,
you're like, oh
know.
Yeah, no,
I have
totally.
Book O'Connor now. It's like Destiny, Martin Shkreli, Chris O'Connor.
No, but we do a normal. We actually added, so we haven't completely done it, but we're basically doing like an episode Friday with just us, and then a guest every Tuesday. So it's like more relaxed. Where we have a format where we essentially go through funny articles, right?
Yeah.
And then we're kind of doing guests, but it was like so different that a lot of people were like, I don't know, liked one or the other, and it was kind of like, what is this, right? So we just are like, now we have two things we do, and it honestly feels, now it feels so
it's
much better.
It's refreshed.
Well, you do always do weird stuff, like, you know, that people probably like, but like, I wouldn't want to do anything like that, because it's like, you do two in a row, everyone's like, so this podcast is just a different podcast now? Like, so
you go back and forth.
This extra
smart.
Thing really kind of figured out the format.
I was going to do this with you before we got into the Bodega Fun. I was going to do local news instead of like actual news, so it was going to be all... What is this?
Oh, is this why the tabs are all open? Oh.
Maybe, yeah.
I'll tell you local news. I just went back to Canada, and the day I got there, cell phone service went out. So
for the whole country.
Buddy, it's a
mess. What?
Rogers is like the main one. So as soon as I get there, everything was down. I couldn't call a Lyft or whatever because I guess it connected me to that one immediately. So none of my things were working. None of my friends. I was going to meet up with my friends. It was like we were 10 again. People were trying to go to like, you know, restaurants to get reception, and then their internet was down. It was like the Wild West. I couldn't pay for things with...
And no one knows how to do it anymore. Oh, you couldn't pay with credit cards.
No, credit cards you could, but only...
No Apple Pay?
So only like one in four places had it. So most places were like cash only, and I didn't have any Canadian cash. So it was really a mess.
How long did that go on for?
That's crazy.
Like 2 days.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
How did your truckers not revolt?
The Sri Lankan guys are revolting too. They're the new truckers.
Really?
Sri Lankan guys aren't happy. Well, basically they shut down for environmental reasons. They did something that like basically shut down all the farms. So they're just like all these like family farms kind of got rocked by it, right? And then on top of that, because of this, there was like food shortages. So they're like, the farmers can't farm. Then there's food issues, something like that. And then the farmers took to the streets, and then now the guys stepped down. It was like a debacle. The Sri Lankan guys were the new truckers.
What the fuck is going on in Canada?
They were fired
up.
No, that's Sri Lanka. Canada was the truckers.
Oh, that's in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, in Sri Lanka.
That makes more sense. The truckers, the farmers in Canada.
Yeah, there's a big Sri Lankan
Sri
population
Lankan farming
no the truckers in Canada are always looking for trying to get all the gang back together though. Yeah. Like anything Trudeau does now, they're like, we're going another
guys,
round.
We're always driving separate. Let's hang out together.
They had fun there, that's why.
Yeah. I asked a cab driver once, I was like, do you guys like hang out, and you're like, are you friends with the other cab drivers? He goes, no dude, we're working. We get our car, we work.
That's such a funny question.
Taxi is not a real show. We immediately go out.
You thought there was like a cab driver bar afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, place why to go not? Hang.
Well,
yeah,
first
yeah.
up, starters the these guys are Muslim.
The dispatch place.
Yeah, it's like we go there,
but
have
like,
a few
no,
beers.
We just drive. Exactly.
Tell stories.
Get tuned up before we drive.
Oh, this customer I had today.
That's such a funny question.
Tell me about it. How did,
like, got in a fight with his girlfriend, and he comes at me.
So
he said, wait here. I'm just going to go stab this guy real quick.
Bodega guys are sort of friends a little bit, at least in the neighborhood.
They know each other?
The ones around mine do, yeah. They sort of interchange a little bit.
Wow.
Really? They like...
I seen the one guy at the other bodega, too, and I was like, didn't know they cross over like that. Thought it'd be an enemy territory.
Yeah, tunnels between them.
Do not support them. Support me only.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be like competitive.
Yeah, but there's so many. It's so weird how would you open up a bodega? It's like, there's one a block away. They're like, that's a block away.
Yeah, that's too far.
These days, probably it's hard to open up. Yeah.
These days, what?
Oh, it's hard to get. Probably, leases are crazy high, probably, right? Yeah. Those guys got to get, you know, grandfathered, bodega grandfathered in.
Sure, it's like a tax
medallion. Warload in. Yeah. Guys, check out on Boys Cast. Martin Scorsese will be on probably this week.
Today, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, so that'll be out right away.
Dude,
much.
My life was
Martin
Scorsese.
If you don't know, he's one of the leaders in
pharmaceutical advancement.
Supplying AIDS drugs to AIDS patients. He is probably the number one guy.
Was it AIDS? I thought it was insulin
HIV.
Or something.
I thought it was HIV.
I think HIV was
HIV. So guys, if you support gays and the fight against HIV, Martin Scorsese is providing the community with those much needed life saving drugs.
You got to pay a little bit of a premium.
Go listen to the Boys Cast. About to get that skeptic tank bump.
Dude, the guys in my old office, we had a studio in Toronto, and those guys, like they were in the, we were here, they were in the one room over, they made his documentary. So for 2 years, my whole life was like, you walk into a room, Martin Scorsese's on the TV,
everywhere.
The whole wall, like, no, hey, you have your kind of walls like that. All of that was pictures of, like it was, in my whole, like for
well,
2 years.
When you walk into a murderer's house, and you're like, oh, he's got the whole family up
it
here
was,
with like
yeah.
lines and yarn, you know?
That's, three guys just nonstop.
A map with pins on it.
That's what it was. All but all Martin Scorsese.
All Martin Scorsese sightings. This is what Donnie Rae ate at.
It was fucking.
How did the documentary team feel about him? Did they come around? Were they like?
I think there was ups and downs, dude. Because like they probably had so many different things and so much stuff happened over the years that they were making the documentary.
And
I'm gonna ask him how he felt about the documentary.
A month of research where you just listen to Wu-Tang.
Oh yeah, so
like
much.
That was a nice
they
one.
Had the Wu-Tang guy in it. Well, that was big, cool. Like these are kind of like skateboard film dudes that kind of, you know, like now make a Netflix documentary and they're successful. But like that was probably a big, like the coolest part was they're like, hey, we're interviewing Ghostface about this. Like
that was cool
for them.
That
yeah,
it's fucking sick.
And you're like, do you think we can get Obama in and Chappelle?
Like, well, yeah, they got hyped up on Ghostface.
It had to be good marketing for them.
For what? Them?
Yeah.
So what his stuff?
What happened? To
yeah,
him?
the album.
Oh, but making it like they started making it, I think, after that whole thing. I'll tell you what
it
wasn't.
Oh, yeah, it was, because I didn't even know about the gold album, single gold album, until Scorsese.
Doc making's tough, though. Like, he was live streaming, you know, yelling at people for like three, four hours. And the guy that's like a good friend of mine, Corey Schaefer, essentially sat in a room for like 6 months and just went through like 7 hours a day of like him live streaming.
You can't just tune out and be on your phone. You're like, I have to listen to see if he said anything. That was so funny when people don't. It's like the Hulk Hogan video, the sex video, the sex tape where he traded partners with somebody, and nobody got far enough in to hear the N-word. Like, it was later in the video, but they were like, really? Oh my God, look, him fucking his wife. We're fucking his wife's friend. And then, like, later, like, oh, also he drops hard N-bombs in this. But it was like 2 years later. They're like, but you guys all saw this. You guys just weren't paying attention to that part.
I already came.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only way it could come.
I jizzed before the N-word.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks. You got to get to the airport.
Yeah.
Enjoy St. Louis, buddy. Oh, you got some dates coming up starting not St. Louis?
Yeah, I'll be in Austin next week, 22nd, 23rd.
Where are you playing?
Cap City.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Nice, bro. Yeah, that's a fucking big one.
I'm in the little room, but.
That's all right.
Come on out.
That's great. Yeah. Cap City in Austin. All right, excellent.
I'm going on tour, so I got like 20 dates, but like all the North Carolina ones, like, you know, the NC.
Good Nights.
Yeah. Good Nights. Like a bunch of places down there. I'm doing like Miami, Chicago, Los Angeles, Edmonton. So a bunch more. Yeah, we're doing a whole tour. Yeah, next month I'm gone
cities,
mostly.
And then go to ryanlong.com.
Ryanlong comedy.com. Yeah.
Yeah, you can
fuck to, yeah.
ryanlongcomedy.com. Wait, so just say all the cities real quick so they know.
Really?
You're
okay, hold on.
Yeah. You don't have to say the exact dates, but this is in the next 2 months. So if you're here in this city, go see Ryan Long. He's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Comic. So is O'Connor.
You just list them off: Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, Washington, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Albany, Wesniak, Edmonton, Jacksonville, Miami, San Jose, Tacoma, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Chicago, Cincinnati, Columbus, Phoenix, Plano.
Whoa,
damn,
Plano.
Dude.
Yeah, a lot of those places I haven't been to. A lot of these places I'm touring to is the first time I've been there.
It's a great club.
So you got to get out and see some of the shit.
I know. Well, you know what we've done a couple times is me and Danny will go on the road and we'll bring our chicks and like on the weekend and turn that into like a thing.
Yeah.
Like we're there for 3 days.
Can I give you some advice about Jacksonville?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I think so. That is ringing a bell.
Okay. They will not give you a hotel buyout because they get free hotels because it's in the ballroom of a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Just go get a beach house in Jacksonville Beach.
Oh.
You can get an Airbnb. That even I can show you the one mind. I got. It's probably a 20-minute drive, but now you're at the beach. That area of Jacksonville, it's dead. You're
so it's kind of
shit.
It's essentially
20-minute drive from a fucking
dude, that's
nice
such a
beach.
Good thing to do like many
always.
Places.
Yeah. Get the hotel buyout and then go see.
That is really to not even cross my mind that you it's like, yeah, why don't I just get like a...
We found one with a little pool,
you've
a 10-minute walk to
the beach.
Comedy
touring longer
yeah,
than
that's
I
why
am.
I thought
like,
the lamb chop thing was planned.
What's the lamb chop thing?
Yeah. Breaking them out later.
Oh, yeah.
It's the kind of stuff he knows.
Yeah, but that's one they were like, well, we can't give you the buyout. I'm like, it's fine. I wanted to have a life here. It was
but
great.
That's a good advice for many places.
Yeah.
They'll put you up by the airport. You're like, I'll just get a car and I'll be downtown Kansas City. Like, I don't want to be up there. I'll be downtown Kansas City.
Get a house with a pool.
Yeah. It's also not much more expensive, especially if there's two of you. It's not much more expensive for 3 or 4 days where you don't have to eat the fees.
See, you're living. Yeah, I do need to like follow your lead and live a little better.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm like,
I mean, it depends
that.
Where it is, too. They might put you up in a cool place. Denver Comedy Works puts you up in the perfect condo, in the best part of town.
Okay.
Or one of the best parts of town. So that's fine. But like, I don't know. Yeah, get out of there.
I'm living a sucker's life, dude. Every now and then I go down the pool. Like, I stand there for like 20 minutes. I go, okay, that's fine, I guess. No, like at the
hotel.
I go sit down by the thing. I go, I'm not this guy. I go back up to the room.
Yeah. Private pool, though? It's awesome.
I did private pool. I would cook.
That was sick.
Just sit out there. We had a grill. We grilled salmon one night.
Yeah, you and Justin and Jay did a cool thing, too. Like, yeah, you're doing
Miami.
You're doing it right. You have comedy facilitate things you want to do to some degree. I'd never do that. It's like... But yeah,
I love when I do a European tour. I'm like, hey, I want like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. Like, what, you get 3 days a week off? What are you gonna do? I'm like, I'm gonna stay in the last city for a few days, or I'll go to the next city a few days early. I'll have fun in Berlin or I don't know, Stockholm or somewhere. Enjoy the city. I'm like, no, then you'll have to be gone longer. I'm like, I'll be in Europe.
Yeah.
Go from gig to gig, hotel to hotel.
Yeah, that sucks. You got to experience some of the stuff you're experiencing.
Cardinals game
would
be
great.
See Pujols hit a homer maybe, one of his last ones.
Yeah.
I'm just, I'm like, my edits, but my edits.
True. Yeah, work less.
My video.
Work less, make less, have more fun.
I have to subtitle.
My edits. Yeah. The subtitles are intro.
I don't do subtitles anymore.
Are they done or subtitles?
No,
done?
I just have some people that do some of that. Oh, sort of
I love you see somebody running through a program and it's just like, that's wrong. His words are wrong.
They don't do a very good job of them, you
know? Oh, cat fight. All right, guys.
Okay,
you gotta get to the airport. Yeah. Enjoy. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. She lives for me. Says she lives for me.
motivation. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes down to me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse.
So ends our tale of woe, our dark, dark tale for this Halloween Eve. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ari Shaffir. There's been an update in the case. I found out about it. Yeah, it's the only update. I haven't really followed it since then. Literally nobody else I know knows anything about this bodega fucking stabbing. But the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, dude, you can't stab a guy for grabbing at you. Had to be related to him in black. I mean, if that was a white dude, if it was a scrawny white guy fucking holding you. Even if he wasn't scrawny. I think I might have broken that in a fall. Making next week's intro and outro. If that was a white guy and he's grabbing you. I mean, even if he punched you, the guy didn't even punch him. It just seems like straight murder to me. You can't like, well, he was messing with me. What if somebody's shoving you outside a club or even in your business? It's like, what the fuck, man? And you just fucking stab them? It seems like an egregious step up. Yeah, I think this microphone's done. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the episode. Don't forget to follow our guests. But before that, follow me, guys. Me and Bobby Kelly are starting a new YouTube series called Two Comics, Two Cigars. It's two comics, and it's two cigars. It's one cigar, actually, times two. It's just two comics talking. I do one with Bobby, I've done one with Joe List, I've done one with Mike Cannon, Bobby's doing some. It's going to be all sorts of different comics doing them on their own. It's just going to be two comics talking over a cigar. They'll tell you about the cigar, tell you if they like it, but mostly it's just shooting the shit. And it's just around a fucking fun cigar. The point is, the hope is, that a bunch of comics do it, submit their own, and it's just like whoever has one, just fucking throw it up there and make some fucking free entertainment. While you smoke a cigar. It's a good excuse to hang out with your friends, from my point of view. And if I can have a nice stogie. I did it with List the other day, and I was like, this is a good excuse to have one. Why don't you come over? I'll get you a cigar. I got two Cohibas for you. Yeah, we smoked Cohibas in honor of his first feature film coming out, 4th of July. But, so do that. Go to youtube.com/2comics, two cigars. And subscribe right now. First episode will be out in August. So, and that's it. You want to follow Chris O'Connor on Stuff Island, his podcast that I have been on. You want to follow Ryan Long on his podcast called The Boys Cast. I've been on that too. And these two guys are about to get the Skeptic Tank bump. I'm not sure they're ready for it. But it's here. Let me just give you an example of the Skeptic Tank bump. Joe Rogan, a friend of mine, he's been on this podcast multiple times. We were on a plane. We did one in the Days Before video. We did one about hunting. We did one about cars. I've probably done other ones too. I did one about how fun Texas is. He's been on a bunch. He just signed a deal for $100 million with Spotify.com. $100 million. That's a Skeptic Tank bump. Sober October's coming. And those guys are all about to feel that skeptic tank bump. That's right. Seguridad, Krishner, and Regan are about to feel that skeptic tank bump. When they lose to me, Sober October Challenge 2022. God, I hope we don't do it. I really hope we don't do it. Fuck those guys. Drinking is great. Bert knows. The other guys can do it with it or without it. I live it. Drugs, they're awesome. Steve Simone said, aren't you worried that you're going to, like, your hands going to be shaking like forever, you know, like with extended drug use? And I go, no, I'm not worried about it. It's just I've accepted it. That's going to happen. Anyway, that was the episode. I have no updates on what's that guy's probably going on trial in fucking 2026 if I hear anything about it. I just looked up the Menendez trial. You know what I was trying to do for this episode that I'm going to do with somebody else? I just looked up local news to show you how little I care about the real news. And then fucking Ryan told me about some real news things. So I'm like, all right, let's fucking make that our through line. Also, how dumb is O'Connor with that fucking bet? How dumb is that? Train hard, O'Connor. Train fucking hard because you're going to run that fucking. It's not even a race. You're running against yourself. A race you'll always lose. Train hard, buddy. We're going to put it on film. Unless you don't want to. That wasn't the bet. Wasn't the bet to put it on film. So we don't have to put it on film, but you should. And I'm definitely not going to film you taking a shit in public because that's fucking wrong. But I am going to fucking be out of whiff shot for it. I want to see it. Who knows? Maybe run 22 miles an hour and I will be the one taking a shit in public. Who knows? Anyway, that's the episode, you guys. Next week, Brendan Sagalow's on in a fucking hilarious one. I mean, hilarious one. I just asked him to come in for 1 hour only to do a Patreon. And then midway through, I'm like, this is too fucking funny to not have to let everyone see it. So I was like, maybe I'll just put it up at patrons first and let them see it for like a week or two and then put it up on the main feed. Patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. Keep me supported. But for just $5 a month, you can go to a whole year for like $4 a month, something like that. And then never think about it again. Just fucking send some cash my way. Help me be the fucking shitster that I am. And I do occasional podcasts to help you out. And I was like, well, maybe I'll do that early. And then I was like, let's just keep going. Brendan, what do you say? Stay for another hour. We'll do a Patreon now. And so we did another one. So that's up on Patreon now. Maybe, you know what? Maybe the early episode of next week's episode will be up on Patreon. Maybe I'll put that up right now. Marissa, put up the fucking Sagalow episode right now as an early release on patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. But anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed it. I'm fucking taking off for a little while. My editing's almost done for my special. I'm thinking autumn. I'm thinking it should be done in August sometime, and then we'll figure it out from there. It'll be available on TVs, smartphones, and computers. That's it, you guys. I'm Ari Shaffir. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was fucking interesting. Dark, too, though. Very dark. And above all, I'd like to thank Ryan Long and Chris O'Connor for coming in. But I'd like to thank Amiri for making quality clothes for getting stabbed in since I don't know when they started. But guys, if you're looking to go get stabbed, you'll never look better than Amiri. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I'm supported by the Amiri Foundation. Siempre en su casa presente está. El bodeguero y el cha-cha-cha. Vete a la esquina y lo verás. Y atento siempre te servirá. Anda enseguida, correte a ir. Que con la plata lo encontrarás del otro lado del mostrador. Muy complaciente y servidor. Bodeguero, ¿qué sucede? ¿Por qué tan contento estás? Yo creo que es consecuencia de lo que en moda está. El bodeguero bailando va. Y en la bodega se baila así. Entra.
tray frijoles, papaya heat. El nuevo ritmo del cha-cha-cha. Tomo chocolate, paga lo que debes. Tomo chocolate, paga lo que debes. Tomo chocolate, paga lo que debes. Tomo chocolate. El bodeguero bailando va. Y en la bodega se baila así. Entre frijoles, papaya y el nuevo ritmo del cha-cha-cha.
Toma chocolate,
paga lo que debes.
Toma chocolate,
paga lo que debes.
Toma chocolate,
paga lo que debes.
Toma chocolate,
sabrosona.
Toma chocolate,
cosa linda.
Toma chocolate,
anota flora.
Toma chocolate,
patra Gigi.
Toma chocolate.